Did you talk to your TV this weekend?
There might have been a few words. A few light suggestions.
You got to start recording the audio if you're watching the football game.
It's actually kind of weird because I can be sometimes looking into the future. Because there was at least twice yesterday. As Romo is starting the throwing motion, I am saying and screaming at the television,
no!
Then the ball flies from his fingertips and into the hands of the other team. It's almost magical.
Was that his first interception?
No, that was the that was the interception 2 and 3. The first one was when the ball got there, you see like 3 or 4 red jerseys in the general vicinity, and you think, why did you throw that?
These are some of the things you were saying.
Yeah, so that one,
screaming.
Yeah, that one kind of caught me by surprise. But interception 2 and 3, it was a full-on no as he started the throwing motion. Not after the interception was thrown, but before. Because I just, it's just that feeling, you just know it's not going to be good.
Well, you got to remember, your view of the game and his are different. You can see the entire field.
No, I can't.
From your TV set?
No, I cannot.
Why?
Because it's mainly zoomed in on the offensive line and the backfield where the quarterback is standing.
Well, you're still going to have a different perspective than he does. Unless you've got a camera mounted right on his head, you don't really know exactly what he sees, what he can pick up out of his peripheral.
Right.
I'm not saying he's not a dildo.
He can see more than I can. That's why I said it's more of a feeling. Part of it is because, like on interception number 3, it was a really long developing thing, and he held onto the ball a really long time. In the NFL, you've only got so much time to throw. And the more time you wait, the more time the defense has a chance to catch up. So when he really started to really step into that throw, I know he's going deep, and I know that there's guys back there, and there were.
They have the press conference. Well, obviously they had to have the after the game.
Yeah, they did. And the only thing I actually heard from was reporters talking to Jerry Jones after the game about how many 49ers fans were in attendance.
Yeah.
Oof. Sounds like Romo's one of them.
Yeah. But I mean, it was the sad thing is, as far as the game yesterday was, expectations.
No.
Expectations are low for this team, for as far as most fans. We know that they're not that good. But the thought was the defense is going to be terrible, but the offense, hey, that'll be fun to watch. Instead, it was the same outcome, but it got there in a different fashion than we expected.
What was the score?
28-17. However, all
doesn't sound like a blowout.
It doesn't, but all of the 28.
Did it look like a blowout?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it looked, felt like it. Yeah. Yeah. San Francisco stopped scoring at the end of the first half. They just said, "We good."
Damn, I'm winded.
28 in the first half.
They had 21 in the first quarter.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad. All right, so here's how the game started. San Francisco kicked off the ball to the Cowboys.
And then the game was over.
Yes.
All right, kickoff.
It's not far from that. Kickoff, Cowboys get the ball. First offensive play, throw complete. Second offensive play, run, fumble the ball. San Francisco picks it up, runs it in for a touchdown.
Okay.
Two offensive plays, and San Francisco now has a 7-point lead.
I didn't see the game. I haven't really read anything about it. But you know the way that either Garrett or Romo's going to spin this. Hey, you know what? This is the first game of a long season. As long as we have more, you know, pluses in the win column at the end of the season, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
First game, duh.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a one,
mm-hmm,
then it would have been, This is perfect. That's exactly what we needed for the first game. That sets the momentum. It adds confidence back to the players and the fans. Because we vibe off the fans.
Not yesterday. Because it was really, really odd because I'm watching the game. Even
well,
early,
the expectations are low. The fans expected nothing, and that's what they got.
Yeah, but that's the problem is so many of the fans in the stands were Niners fans.
I don't think that mattered.
No. But, I mean, as the home team, to you it doesn't matter, but to the team, you're coming out ready for your home opener, and you come out, and where all these 49ers fans come from?
Where did they come from?
I don't know. It could be a mixture of local fans, because there are some here.
I mean, obviously it was more than usual, or it wouldn't have been part of the story.
Oh, yeah. It was extremely noticeable, even in the background of camera shots. And then fans from San Francisco may have flown in from other places that were their fans just to come to the stadium. That's the big thing that Jerry hasn't really...
That's what I don't get is why this year? Why this game?
Well, it's happened before.
It's inundated with 49ers fans.
Well, previous years you had being inundated by their team's fans. But at one point on Monday Night Football against the Bears, there was a huge contingent of Bears fans. And the reason why is because Jerry built this mecca of a stadium and priced it so expensive to where the normal fans that came out to Texas Stadium can't afford it anymore. They might pick one game. Then you have the people that actually could afford the season tickets. They see an opportunity to make some money because the face value of their seats, they're making more selling them to other fans.
Turn my mic on. Where'd all the 49ers come from?
There's a big club, some sort of rally online that some 49ers fans put together and said, hey, guys, let's go to Texas and just let's rally together on this one game.
How embarrassing.
It should be, but Jerry says he didn't pay attention to the colors in the stands. He was more concerned about the turnovers on the field.
Yes, Marty.
Yeah, I don't see why Jerry Jones just doesn't get out there and play. He'd probably throw better than Romo any day.
Okay.
Being as Romo, every throw he throws is an interception anyhow.
Okay, you sound really intelligent to have that opinion. I'm glad you made it.
Is any of that accurate?
You really think 81-year-old Jerry Jones can throw a ball better
than
Romo?
Is he 81?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, in reality.
He's
not
really 81?
Yeah.
Jerry Jones?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He still looks pretty good. I mean, I know he's had face work done, but
overall, yeah, he's spry.
Go ahead.
Okay. And the other statement is absurd as well. Everybody throws an interception. Okay. Yes, the man has thrown a large number of them in his career.
He's 71.
No, he's
Jerry Jones, October 13th, 1942. 1942.
All right, 71. My bad.
That's a big difference.
I really thought he was like 80.
Glad I caught it before the listeners did. His net worth is $2.7 billion?
That's just his. The net worth of the team, of the Cowboys, is like $3.1 billion. I think Forbes came out with that recently. Still the most valuable team in sports, or at least in the NFL. Top one or top two or three in all sports worldwide.
So, was Romo complaining about something this year? What was it last year? Was his opening, his ribs.
He didn't really...
I think he had bruised ribs last year.
I'm sure he did at some point. He's also played with...
talking about near the beginning of the season.
That I don't recall. But he's never really complained about it. He actually won in a game where he had a broken rib against the 49ers a couple of years ago.
What a pussy.
You think so?
Oh, my ribs. I can't play with my bruised ribs.
He did play.
Can't play well. This year, it's something with his back, isn't it?
Yeah, he had season-ending back surgery last year, yes. He had surgery.
How is his back this time? Is he complaining about that, pussy?
My
ribs. I can't play with my bruised ribs last year.
I don't think I've heard him complain about having a herniated disc, but...
I used to play football. I didn't even have a rib cage.
Really?
I played one game without a spine.
That's impressive.
Oh, my back hurts, pussy. I don't know why he didn't just take his jersey off and put on a 49ers jersey.
Well, I think many of us felt that way in the first quarter and the second quarter.
Jerry Jones wasn't kidding when he said this was going to be an uphill battle.
Just didn't know that hill was located in San Francisco.
Sounds like he just run straight into a wall. Thank God for the running game for the Cowboys.
Really? Think
I
so?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw that in a paper.
Well, at times it looked good, but again, second play on offense, our running back fumbled it, and the ball went the other way for a touchdown.
What about DeMarco Murray?
He fumbled the ball and gave the 49ers their first lead of the game.
What's all over their hands? I got a guess, but I don't want to say it.
I understand. We'll leave it at that. No, he had the ball
ripped. Don't they wear gloves?
He does. He was wearing gloves, but the 49er defensive player just ripped it right out of his hands. It hit the ground. The other guy picked it up, ran it in for a touchdown.
Alfie, what's line one?
He was there at the stadium yesterday.
Is he a 49ers fan?
I think he's a Cowboys fan.
Yes, Bart.
Hey, how are you guys? Hey, we were at the game last night. Well, yesterday, my wife and I were. We don't go to many games, and I was shocked. The opener, the 49er fans outnumbered the Cowboy fans 4-1. When we left the east exit, I'm thinking every person we ran into had a red jersey on. And it got to the point at halftime, they were yelling, the San Fran fans were yelling, "This is our house. We own two houses now."
And there's not a lot you can say.
No. They would have gotten away with that in a place like Philadelphia, but it was pretty unbelievable for an opening game to have that ratio of San Fran fans to Cowboy fans.
Do you have any speculation why there was an influx?
You know, I'm not sure. My wife and I, like I said, this is our first game at this stadium. We were given the tickets, and, with the face value of the tickets and the parking, just for a couple.
What does it cost to park?
$75, and our tickets were $340 a piece. So before you have any drinks or food, you're at $755 for a couple.
And, Bart, where were your seats?
We were in the club level at the section 300. So we were three levels up from the field.
$75.
Yeah, so you're talking $755. Spend another easy $120 to $150 on food. So for a couple.
Well, hang on. Yeah, it was just the two of you.
Yeah, it's just the two of us. You're looking close, between $900 and $1,000 for a game.
Nah, I wasn't paying attention. His seats, are those good seats?
No.
No.
It's $300.
What?
They were okay seats, but the problem is you find yourself looking at that big screen more than you do the field. And no matter how much I tried to discipline myself to look at that field, my eyes kept moving up to that screen because it's right in front of your face.
And you keep realizing, I could have done this at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, at home at a local sports bar. And I'll be honest, if the tickets weren't given to us, we wouldn't have paid for them. And I don't see myself paying for tickets at that price.
What'd you spend on food?
We spent about $125. We had two sandwiches, two rounds of drinks, and at that point, we just kind of moderated our drinking because we could have easily spent over $200,
$250. Quit it, Club. What did you have to drink?
Well, we had beers. Then my wife had, first round was beers. My wife had then a glass of Cabernet, and I had a Jack and Coke.
Oh.
How much is a Jack and Coke?
Oh, gosh. I think it was. Let me see. In that one, I think it was about 12.
All right.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I know. It's supposed to be shut the front door.
you were overwhelmed.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be the first person that's ever used that.
I think you may be.
Shut the door.
So $12 for a cocktail. I remember
that. Had a couple of sandwiches. What did he say he spent?
It's like $120-something just on food because the tickets were given to him, so he had to pay for those.
Who? I know people have complained about this for a long time, but really, who do they think is coming to these games? Who would have that type of disposable income?
Businesses, companies.
So average people can't go, unless if they were up to you to buy everything, normal middle-income people can't go.
Not without serious saving. You,
what do bad seats cost?
I'd have to look up to give you the exact face value.
And what did he say he paid? Or they
for face to for face value and everything for him, it was going to be $755 with parking and tickets.
$75 to rent a spot for like 3-4 hours.
Well, there is some cheaper parking. You just got to go farther away for it.
Yeah.
the one time I went to a game where I didn't, as a fan, I parked at Sherlock's, which is on the north side of Lincoln Square in Arlington, about a mile away from the stadium.
The party pass tickets, no seat, $30.
That's right, standing room.
$30, you can't even sit down?
No.
No chair?
No, and that's end zone. But you're actually closer to the field than where that guy, Bart, said his seats were up in the 300 level.
I don't want to go someplace and stand for 3 or 4 hours.
Well, then don't go.
I
Or buy a seat.
Yes, Chris.
All right, I'm a season ticket holder. I have 4 seats in section 127. The face value on my tickets are 104. Now, that's because they're in the corner. The other guy's tickets are probably, 30 to 50 yard line. Mine are back in the corner. So they're a little cheaper on the face value.
Now, when you buy...
I sold mine for $472 a piece on StubHub.
Now, when you buy season tickets, I forget how this works. Do you also, the seat is extra, right?
Yeah. You buy a seat license, which just gives you permission to buy tickets afterwards for that seat.
And what did the seat? How much was that?
$6,000 a seat.
$6,000.
So $24,000 for 4 seats, and then you can buy season tickets at face value.
But if you don't buy season tickets, somebody else can sit in the seats that you bought. All right, he's gone. Is that right?
I believe so, yeah. But the main thing that he said there was face value, his seats, 104, that he sold for 472 each.
I just wonder what that averages out per game. If you the seat license plus the cost of tickets for every game.
Obviously, I don't know. What'd he say? $100 a seat?
For the ticket, yes.
Okay. So plus, they pay $24,000 just so they would let him buy tickets.
Per seat, yes.
No, it's $24,000 for all 4 seats.
Yeah. Sorry, yes. That's what I meant.
Well, Chloe, you can do the math later. It's. I can't see it being that enjoyable. I'm going to spend $24,000 having no clue what the season's going to be like and how many games I really want to go to.
Yeah. For.
And it's going to piss me off to know if I didn't buy season tickets or a ticket for, say, I only bought 12. Doesn't matter. Just knowing somebody else is sitting in the seats that I bought.
Yeah. It'd be $6,832 for 1 seat in that guy's section club. But the seat license, I don't know if that's a one-time deal.
I think that also applies to concerts, too, doesn't it?
And the guy that ran Enron, he went to prison?
Mm-hmm. A few of them.
This is a bigger Ponzi scheme than anything they pulled.
And the sad thing is, it's not like Jerry's the only one that's done this. They do it down at UT. They do it at colleges. They do it at other stadiums now.
Obviously, it's a standard for the NFL. But why would you make it to a point where normal people can't go?
Because people still find a way to pay it.
And the whole thing. All right, I'm going to give you $6,000 for that seat for the season. I got to buy what? Tickets. Well, I bought the seat. I know we go through this every year. I don't understand. How do you explain that to somebody? If you were to go out and somebody's trying to... sell you anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Okay. Gonna be $6,000 just to get started. What I get, you get the opportunity. I can't think of any product that I would buy if that was their presentation.
And there's a reason why you've held on to most of the money you've amassed and some of these people have not. There's a like I actually wonder if you were to ask that question to Jerry Jones, would he do that? My guess would be not, because he'd rather be the guy selling you the seat license as opposed to the schmuck buying it from himself.
I'm just trying to, in my head, trying to think of something that's even close to that. Maybe like buying a plot of land so you can build a house on it.
The closest.
That's not the same.
The only. I don't even know if it's really that close, but the closest in my mind is.
How you look at it, it's a job.
Oh, yeah. But the closest to me is a cover at a bar. Then you go inside the bar, then you get to buy stuff. That's the only thing I got that's close.
Well, a lot of times the cover, most of the times you have that if there's a band. So the cover's paying the band. So you're still getting something out of it. You paid a, let's consider that $6,000 cover to get into the Cowboys.
Right.
The stadium. They won't let you stay if you ain't got a ticket.
True.
So it's not even, that's not even.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:37. First check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident involving an 18-wheeler blocking the right lane and the exit ramp. Traffic there is back from 121. Also in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 right at Altamira. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Ridgemar. Into Hearst, westbound 183 right at Precinct Line. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic's backed up back from Brown Trail. And finally, in Dallas, south on I-35 on the service road right at Market Center. Got a water main break blocking the right lane there. That has traffic kind of backed up in the area. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by BMW Value Service. Tonight, it's going to be clear skies yet again with an overnight low around 77. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high around 98. Right now, it's 91. Then 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I'm not doing it. I'm not eating anything until October 4th.
Yes, you are. You have to eat something. You have to eat something. You can't just sip on water.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that extreme.
I'm drinking water because I don't drink enough water.
I'm happy for you for that, but you still need food.
You want me to chew on something? I can freeze this.
I need actual food. Something with, you know, building blocks of life. Not just water.
Why didn't anybody tell me my ass looks so big?
Man, you're putting me in a real hard position.
Why would you tell me?
Because when I'm on my knees looking at your ass, it don't look that big. That's what I'm talking about. You do not.
And that's another reason we're not going to do the testosterone injections on the air. Certainly not on the day we're video streaming.
No one can see below the waist anyway.
They can't, but I'm going to drop my pants a little bit so you can give me the shot in the hip.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to drop below the console behind me. There's no good to come from any of that.
I'm going to agree with you there. Mm-hmm. I don't think people could screen capture that fast enough. That frightens me.
No, this is not gay.
Which is
I just got a side view in the mirror today, and I went, all right, something's got to happen. And I've never had to struggle with my weight at all. I don't know what it is. I'm not eating more. In fact, I'm eating about as clean as I possibly can.
Then
I just wonder, could I have something?
You've had multiple blood work things done over the past year.
Yeah.
So I think if, especially your most recent one where you were convinced you had something and were dying of something, your results came back, no, you're not. So if there was something, it would have been found in some of those blood work results.
What was that you were writing earlier?
This is actually the meal plan Larry North gave you, I don't know how long ago.
Oh, let me see it.
My idea was to modify that slightly for, because I know you're looking for quick results.
Well, I just don't want to look like crap on my birthday.
And that's what I mean. I figure follow that, but we can tweak it a little bit.
Drop the carbs?
Not all of them.
I know that's what Big Dan does at the gym when he's getting ready for an event.
A show, contest.
Yeah. He drops almost all his carbs. And he leans out really quick.
Mm-hmm.
So what, maybe about 50 grams a day?
If you can do that, yeah.
Well, I can do it. I don't have to. If I wasn't going to eat anything, 50 grams is easy.
Okay, but you also still need to eat protein. You can't just be 50 grams of carbs and call it a day.
Can I get the protein from anywhere? Because I already eat fish, chicken. Do I need red meat?
No, you can stick with those lean protein sources.
In essence, are we talking about Atkins?
I don't think you need to go that extreme. Atkins would have you completely off of carbohydrates and taking in copious amounts of fat, saturated fat, all of which I don't believe in.
Aren't there some diets where you can, obviously, you up your protein? I know that's another problem is I'm not taking enough protein every day.
Mm-hmm.
But you can eat lettuce, broccoli, fibrous things that are low carb.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I wanted to tweak as far as Larry's meal plan for you. Basically, where you eat, you know, you eat plenty of your chicken and your fish, and then you can just gorge yourself on the green stuff.
How much are tapeworms?
You're not getting tapeworms.
Why not?
You're not in some sort of beauty pageant, and you're not some freakish pageant mom, and it's not safe.
Don't people do that, Alfie? They get tapeworms and then have them yanked out?
I don't think that's intentional, though.
I'm going to Google it. Buy a tapeworm.
You are not buying a tapeworm.
Have people really eaten tapeworms? Woman swallows tapeworm to lose weight.
And I bet
buy tapeworm eggs.
I bet there's a
the
reason
tapeworm
why you're reading
diet.
About it. Oh my God, that's not on there, is it really?
Uh-huh.
Tapeworm diet?
Using beef tapeworms in humans.
Oh my God,
don't even click on that. That's awful.
I want tapeworm, vintage weight loss, sanitized tapeworms.
Oh, well, that sounds lovely.
Eating tapeworms for weight loss.
Would you eat sanitized poop?
If it's sanitized.
Oh, God.
Ooh, tapeworm diet pills.
Those will not work.
Let's see. Yeah. Probably not a good idea if it pops up on Snopes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, just by Snopes knowing about it, that's already.
All right, say we drop the carbs. How quickly will I notice something?
Immediately. Because you'll be hungry.
I'm at weight loss.
Within a few days, you'll notice something, especially if you up your water. Decrease your complex carbs, but you're eating more veggies and you're eating plenty of protein.
I already eat plenty of vegetables.
Okay, well then, and what else? You said you need more protein, so we can do that.
I got to do something dramatic just to get kick-started. Because obviously working out's not doing it.
Well, working out can do it, but when was the last time you went to the gym?
About 8 weeks ago. But I haven't gained any weight. Which means I've looked like this for a long time. Why didn't anybody tell me my ass was so big?
We don't look at your ass.
Well, then we better start.
When I give you your testosterone shot, your butt's fine.
Alfie, what kind of diet were you on a few months or last year? Whatever.
When I kind of passed out?
Yes.
It was basically Atkins. It was just tons of fat eating, no carbs at all.
And you see what happened to Alfie. He almost passed out in the middle of the show.
Well, there's got to be a compromise, a happy medium as far as you take in, you know, a certain amount of carbs But you're taking in more protein. Mm-hmm. So I think it does something to your insulin levels. Or
yeah.
How does it work, Alfie?
If you eat a bunch of carbs, it spikes your insulin. So any fat you eat, the idea is that it immediately stores that.
Okay.
So the idea is just cut the carbs out completely and use the fat just as fuel. But that puts your liver into ketosis and all that crap. And
well, that's if you totally get off carbs.
Yeah.
I don't think eliminating anything is ever a good idea.
No. But if you eat a bunch of fibrous carbs like the green veggies, there's not enough sugar in those to have a negative effect.
Like broccoli.
Yeah.
I like broccoli.
You can live on it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure I'm taking in protein.
Yes. If at every meal you just had like 2 cups of broccoli and a chicken breast.
But you think I'm not taking enough fat.
You always talk about how you eat low fat, but you also need to take in some fat to burn some fat. Because if you don't, then your body holds on to the fat that it has.
Oh. Okay.
It's like good fat. I mean, it's simple good fat. Like, you know, something like that's in an avocado or olive oil that you may use to cook with.
How many avocados can I have?
One.
A day?
I'll give you one a day.
Alfie, how quickly did you lose weight?
On the keto diet, it was really about 1 pound a day. But, man, when I got close to passing out, I don't even know if that was worth it.
Let's focus on that part. The part where he almost passed out.
Well, were you taking multivitamins?
I was. And I was taking B12 and things like that. But I wasn't getting enough magnesium and potassium.
Wouldn't a multivitamin take care of that?
Mm-mm.
Could you take supplements?
I could. Those little packets that I gave you when you got dehydrated, those are what you're supposed to take if you're on the ketogenic diet or Atkins or something along those lines, but I wasn't doing it at the time.
Okay. Whatever I'm doing, I'm starting now because I forgot to eat this morning and I'm not really... To me, I've already started.
Okay, that's good. It's much better than always saying I'll start tomorrow or the next Monday.
I don't know how I forgot to eat.
But that's another problem, is that you're starting today and you already forgot to eat.
Well, it can't be a bad start.
If you haven't eaten, yeah.
Well, I'll be getting me some meat.
I have some nuts. Would you like some?
Don't want nuts.
Have a handful of nuts, yes. Have you eaten anything today?
No.
Oh, God.
That wasn't intentional. I just got up, got busy, came to work, forgot. I will not look nasty on my birthday. I will not. So whatever we're going to do, we better do it now.
Okay. We'll start now. Yeah.
Well, I feel good about it.
There is one other thing to consider.
Yes?
As far as wanting to look really, really good by your birthday.
You can kiss my ass.
I'm just saying. I
cut back on that. I can't stop. I'm an alcoholic.
Okay. I wasn't saying you should stop. I was just saying we should probably address it in some form.
Is there something better than whiskey? Is vodka cleaner?
It's cleaner, but to me, I think it's, as far as the calorie difference, it's nominal.
It's just a better bad choice, I think, as Larry North would say.
Right. I think most calorie calculators put whiskey and vodka on the same level as far as calories.
Would the gluten-free vodkas make any difference? I'm just curious.
They make gluten-free liquor?
I believe Tito's is gluten-free.
Did vodka have gluten before?
I don't think it did.
Or are they just putting it on the bottle to make it seem more appealing?
Exactly.
Hey, our vodka's gluten-free. Does that mean this other stuff isn't? My God, I have celiacs.
Alcoholic beverages on a low-carb diet. Alcohol versus carbs. Although alcohol is sometimes lumped in with carbohydrates, our bodies treat alcohol and carbohydrates differently. From a pure calorie standpoint, a gram of alcohol provides the body with 7 calories per gram, whereas carbohydrates have 4 calories per gram. Some of the popular low-carb diets recommend not drinking alcoholic beverages, at least first phase of the diet. It's probably because alcohol can cause blood sugar to be erratic. Distilled spirits have nothing left but the alcohol, so are zero carb. That's what it says right here on the internet.
Okay, so it's zero carb, but what does that mean? There's still calories in it.
But calories and carbs are two different. What if I mixed some type of protein powder with my Jim Beam? Or just poured bacon drippings in it?
Damn you.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
403, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Got a check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Let's get things started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from North Loop 820. In Hearst, westbound 183 right at Precinct Line. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Brown Trail. And finally, in Dallas, southbound I-35 on the service road right at Market Center. Got a water main break blocking the right lane there. That has traffic kind of backed up in the area. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's. Tonight, clear skies, 77 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny and 98 for the high. Right now, 92, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Now that I've got decent internet service to the house, I hooked up a couple of the HD drop cams. So even though I've got a complete DVR system with house cameras, you know, real wired cameras.
Right.
I don't know how to get that where I can look at it. Oh. I know there are ways. I ain't got time to mess with it.
Gotcha.
With a drop cam, I'm sure somebody else makes these. That's all I know is a drop cam. You buy it, just like that one we have up in the corner. Alfie, switch to the drop cam. Hook it up to a computer. Computer sees it. You tell it it picks up its own Wi-Fi.
Nice.
It picks up Wi-Fi on its own. You tell it what the password is. Then you unplug it from the computer, and then you just go set it someplace in the house. Plug it into the wall, you're done. It's the only thing that I've ever bought that said plug and play.
And it acted.
And there's no confusion. There's nothing.
Wow.
And it's HD. I've got one of the cameras on in the family room. I'm watching the dogs.
What are they doing?
Running back and forth, barking at squirrels.
Man, they are living the life.
See if they're still making noise. Hear that whirring noise?
Yeah.
That's a ceiling fan.
That's a fan? I figured it'd be your AC.
What is there hard on but squirrels?
Non-stop.
I think part of it is the squirrels outside, they're inside. But it's not like it's just one side and the dogs dislike the squirrels. I've told you this before. I've had the squirrels drop their nuts on my dog's head before. And I've heard
you them. You mean the squirrel teabagged your dog?
No, like acorns.
Oh.
Now, if a squirrel was so bold as to actually try to cotton drop my dog, I'd have to let my dog go get it. Sorry, man. You crossed the line.
And of all the dogs, one's got the biggest hard-on for squirrels is the deaf Cocker Spaniel. He'll set. I've got a huge, what are the big ones? Drapes? Curtains? Curtains? Curtains. I always forget. Curtain sounds like something goes in a window.
Okay.
You know?
No.
Not drape. I don't know. Anyway, I got huge...
Window treatments are not my specialty.
What did we just decide it was? Big ones are...
Curtains.
Curtains. All right.
Are they? Alfie, what are you making the face?
I think drapes are the big ones.
Why is it when somebody walks out on stage like Carson, when I go through the curtain, they never say when I walk through the drapes.
Those are stage curtains, though.
Well, that's in essence, that's what I've got. They're like 30-foot tall curtains.
We'll go with curtains.
So the cocker just gets behind that, puts his head on the ledge, and just watches for hours.
Ooh.
And when he spots one, loses his effing mind. seeing if they're doing anything.
Which dog is that?
Twiggy.
Okay, the Chiweenie.
What was your dog doing up here?
Oh, Daphne or Chihuahua? We're hiding her from our apartment complex.
Hang on, let me close this camera out. All right, go ahead.
Our apartment complex knows we have a dog. That dog is about 40 pounds.
The one they know about.
Right.
Daphne looks like she may weigh 4.
Yeah, she's about 4, 4 and a half. She is under the radar dog because an apartment complex wants you to put another deposit down for a second animal.
How old is Daphne?
She's like 8.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. How much is the deposit?
I want to say it's $300.
Yeah, I'm not giving them $300 for 4 pounds.
No. Honestly, your carpets are in greater jeopardy of me taking a dump on them and staining than a 4.5-pound Chihuahua turd. So really, it was just came down to, we didn't feel like putting the deposit because what's the point? There are squirrels that live in our complex that are bigger than she is.
Where's Daphne right now?
I think Tara came and got her already.
Oh. How long are we hiding out? How long is Daphne on the lam?
It should be just for the day.
Why today?
Our AC was out.
Oh.
So that meant the service guys were going to have to come in. You can't hide the big dog. The little one, you can almost stuff in your pocket and run around.
Yeah, I didn't realize Daphne was so small.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the few times I took Dan some news stories, and his door was almost closed all the way. Mm-hmm. First time I'd ever seen him do it. So I knocked. And this thing comes to the door.
What's up?
Yeah, yeah. She came to the door all in classic Chihuahua form, tail wagging, face down, ass up.
No.
That's right.
She was all over me. I told Dan. Obviously, she still smells Mandy on me. I guess that's a scent that never goes away.
Woo, man.
Man, that's a strong bitch smell.
Gotta get on that. I must know more. So hopefully the AC will be fixed today. Or as I told the complex, it better be. Because there is nothing, as far as comforts go, there are few things worse than having to sleep in your own bed with no covers. And you're just sweating. We had 3 fans going. It's ceiling fan and 2 other fans, like just plug-in tower ones.
How long's it been out?
Since about 6, 7 o'clock yesterday, I guess. We didn't really notice that much in the afternoon because we were watching the game. We weren't there. But by the time we got home, it's like, it's kind of warm in here. Then we turned the air down, and it just got hotter and hotter. We thought, okay, well, this night's going to suck.
They say what they thought it was?
No. When I called them earlier, I asked to get a progress report. The apartment lady said the service guys were heading over there right now. And I said, so they waited half a day from when I put in the request to go look at it? She's like, well, they had like 4 others that were broken.
It sounds like they're really doing the proper maintenance on the units.
No. And actually, because...
Is this going to take a second? Because I'm going to drink.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
So on Thursday, last week, air wasn't blowing as cold as it should. So I decided, you know what? I'll check the filter. We've lived here 6 months. Haven't changed it. So I pull out the filter. Water starts dripping out of it. And it looks like something out of The Walking Dead on the filter. It's just brown and gray and mush. It don't look anything like a filter is supposed to.
Yeah. Never licked those.
Mm-mm. If I had to guess, not only did they not change the filter before we moved in, that probably thing hadn't been changed in 1.5 years.
I've lived in houses for 3 or 4 years. I've never changed the filters.
It actually says on the filter, on the side, because I read it, change every 30 days.
Yeah, you're supposed to sync it up with something else you do every 30 days, but there's nothing I do every month, so I don't do it.
Mortgage, maybe?
That comes out directly.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't think I've ever changed the filter every 30 days. To me, that's just probably more of a I think you just look at it and be like, okay, it looks okay. And then if you pull it out one time and go, kind of, all right, change it.
And you try and think, all right, what is it I do? There's got to be something I do once a month that will remind me. or just anything on a schedule. I certainly can't change the filters every time I masturbate because that'd be every 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that'd always be in good shape.
Well, yeah. We should be blowing ice cold.
I guess every time I get the dogs, they're heartworm.
That would make sense. But at the same time, those
two... But sometimes I forget about that.
Yeah. And they're not connected. It's not like you give the dog the heartworm and you immediately think, hey, AC filter. Let's go. Let's
Unless you write AC filter on the box, the heartworm.
I guess.
Yeah, it's lucky. I'm lucky I don't use the filters to remind me to give the dogs the heartworm medicine because they'd be dead. Okay. A little more research on the low-carb diet. Looks like I can have alcohol as long as I don't have mixers. It's the sugar in the mixers.
Yeah, that makes sense. But even then, when you have a mixer, it's still a diet drink.
Yeah. Yeah, here's one guy that's talking about it. He goes, in an ideal world, I'd give alcohol to lose weight. But let's get serious.
Let's be realistic about it.
The beauty of a ketogenic low-carb diet is that you can still enjoy from time to time alcohol, still lose weight. Then it's guidelines. Obviously, you don't want a liqueur because it's got sugar in it.
Right.
You don't want chasers. You don't want mixers. Beer, they have low-carb beer, but that takes too long to get drunk on that. That's just, I consider, although beer tasty, beer is ineffective.
You're more into efficiency.
Yeah. I mean, why drink something that it's going to take me a couple of hours to get drunk?
That's actually, you know, when I'm pacing myself, you know it because I'm drinking a beer. It was like yesterday during the game, I was having a beer just to kind of just take it easy, just to have something in my hand without, because it's 3 o'clock. If I start at the kickoff, by the second quarter, I'd have been completely passed out because I was drowning sorrows.
That's what I usually do, beer in between liquor. Instead of, like, so people say water, I'll just have a beer.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Chloe doesn't like alcohol stop signs. Chloe likes alcohol speed bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little yield sign.
Okay, you got audio? You want to start news?
I've got some audio. I mentioned football. This happened yesterday. It's cut three. This was during the Steelers and the Browns game. Antonio Brown is a Steelers player. He was the punt returner. And something happened yesterday that doesn't usually happen in a game. This is CBS.
Gets it off cleanly. Brown backpedals all the way to the 28-yard line. Good move upfield. Brown splits special teamers. And now Brown is off to the races. Hurdles, kicks a man, and a flag is thrown. Right to the face of Lanning.
I saw the video. Yeah. It didn't look like his original intent was to kick the guy in the face.
No, but it seemed it definitely ended that way.
Well, he went into it. Looks like he was just trying to jump over the other player. And for a second, it looks like his foot's going to miss a guy's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the last second, he just kind of twists his foot.
While I'm up here.
Yeah, I think it really was. Yeah, I think his initial intentions were to, just hurdle that little kicker. Then he realized, okay, he's not going as low as I had hoped. All right, looks like I'm about to kick him in the face. But I kind of wish I had heard the audio before I saw the video, just because I love how the play-by-play guy just says, he hurdles, kicks a man, and he just keeps on going with it, as if it's part of an everyday play.
They're going to get Brown for that hurdle. Kicks a man, and a flag is thrown.
He says it the same way as if he would have said jukes a man or spins out of a tackle, kicks a man.
Blitz special teamers, and now Brown is off to the races. Hurdles, kicks a man, and a flag is thrown. They're going to get Brown for that hurdle right to the face of Lanning. Tremendous return, but a real mistake by Brown at the end of it. Makes the first guy miss here.
I'm guessing they're showing the replay here.
Yeah.
Then he's going to make nine other guys miss here. Just flailing away at number 84. But I don't know why Brown thought he had to do that.
He had the outside. He could have scored easily if he sticks to his left, but instead tries to hurdle landing and puts his foot right in the face mask.
Was the other guy hurt?
No, he was fine. Because that's, you know, it's the idea of the helmet and the face mask especially. Had that been older football when there were no face masks? Mmm, I've been ugly. But it's...
Do they ever consider the intent before they throw a penalty? Because initially when he went to jump over the guy, it didn't look like it was going to be malicious. I'm just going to jump over him.
Yeah, but to answer your
question... Hanging onto somebody's face mask, that's not really a gray area. If somebody's hanging onto a face mask, you're hanging on.
You are, but the intent is, to answer your question, I don't know. Because different penalties... they'll have an automatic consequence, whether it was accidental or on purpose.
What was the penalty?
I believe it was just a personal foul, unnecessary roughness. Because they don't have a specific one on the books for being kicked in the face.
Yeah, the story I saw even said Antonio somebody?
Antonio Brown, yeah.
Karate kicks.
It does. He looks like the cover of a martial arts movie. Like, there should be a sun behind him as he's flying through the sky.
Let me look at it again.
And there's, I think, I saw one headline today. There were 9 different, it was a headline, watch all 9 slow motion angles.
What's the guy's name? Antonio what?
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown's kick gets Karate Kid treatment. Must watch.
Oh.
Okay, this is going to take a second to load. And this thing in itself seems like it's gone viral.
Yeah, everyone's so excited. It's week one, so everyone that there was no football stuff to mess with for a while. So now you have a return guy kicking a punter in the face. I'm sure the internet can blow up with some creativity.
Okay, let me look at. They've looped it. Jumps. Yeah, in normal speed, it looks like he just jumps up and went, all right, this is for you.
Yeah. I wish he was mic'd up because I want to hear him go, hi-ya!
But there's a, just the side view. It really looks like that was his intent, but there's a reverse angle that I saw somewhere. This is it. See, I don't know now. The reverse angle. It looks like he's about to jump over him, but he might just be getting his foot ready.
Yeah,
come over here and look at this loop one. I don't know if you've seen this angle or not. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah. That's
see, initially, doesn't it look like he's trying to clear him?
It does. Then.
Pipe.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
Well, they know that you can't just kick somebody in the face. So I'm going to go with his intent was just to jump over him.
There are lots of rules NFL players are aware of, yet they still break them on a regular basis.
Why is there a clip of Karate Kid with this?
I'm curious to see someone must have mashed him up.
I don't know. I'm not turning on.
My guess is that Antonio Brown flies through the crowd and then somehow Johnny from Cobra Kai gets kicked in the face.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they were going to suspend him. You know, they didn't, did they?
Not that I've heard. It wouldn't surprise me if he gets fined.
I don't know. That one's iffy. If you didn't have instant replay, yeah, you'd have thought he just jumped up and went, all right, this guy's going down.
Yeah. I can't even wrap my brain around. Then again, I don't have the athletic ability to hurdle another man while running anyway, so I couldn't be found in this position. But yeah, at some point, I'm sure he intended to leap over him and then realized that's not going to happen. I'll just do the next best thing and just...
Lemonade out of lemons.
Yes.
Yeah, without the reverse angle, it's a dandy play.
And certainly it's one that the punter never saw coming. Because it's already bad enough. If you're the punter, your team has already failed if you as the punter are having to make a tackle. Now, I understand it's bad and the special teams coach is going to be pissed, but I guarantee you, when they watch game film today, that bitch was on loop. Not just because it was on the internet, but because the team wanted to see it as well. And they're all having a big laugh.
And punters aren't normally that big.
No. There are a couple exceptions.
I'm sure there was a shock to him for a couple of reasons.
Hey, man.
Damn. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
435, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Let's get things started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at 67, right at southbound 67, right at Keese. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up onto I-35. That has traffic backed up on the I-35 back from the Zang Curve. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville, Ferguson, got some debris blocking the center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Kingsley. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at I-20, got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. That has traffic backed up back from Sun Valley Drive. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Quick Trip. Clear tonight, 77 for the low. Sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. Right now, 92 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie. Okay, that's got a nice fade out on it. Alfie, when you were doing the Atkins diet.
Yes.
What did you switch to after you almost passed out?
Basically Larry North's diet, but half of that.
Half of what?
What Larry gave you for a diet.
Half of all of it. Because what Larry wrote down is what Larry eats, and Larry's large. He's like, I don't know, what, 230 probably?
But he's also lean. He'll send you pictures if you want to see it.
I am aware of that, yes. In other words, that's more calories than you would want, Russ.
Even though I think I read on a low-carb diet, not a no-carb, low. You don't have to really count calories as far as, first of all, if you're eating broccoli, stuff like that, almost no carbs. It said as far as the protein goes, you don't really have to watch it. I don't think you want to just sit down with prime rib or eat cow parts.
What they mean by that, and it's they shouldn't say that, because people then see it as, I can eat everything I want then as long as I stay in this. I like to stay away from that, because it's still, and you've said this, Russ, it's still the old calories in, calories out deal. What they're actually saying is, there's no way you could eat the amount of broccoli that could, you know, be adverse calorically. You just couldn't stuff yourself that full of it. But you can still overeat on the other things that are supposedly good.
I've just wondered what I've done over the past couple of years to gain anyway. Because nothing's changed. I don't drink more. I don't drink less. I didn't all of a sudden start eating a bunch of fatty food.
Yeah. Yeah, and your activity level has, for the most part, stayed consistent. Sometimes.
Could have been, the anxiety while we were off the air.
Stress is a huge factor in that. Not only that, but also, we've talked about this a little bit, sleep too. When we were doing mornings, we all gained weight. And then when we moved back to afternoons.
And it wasn't just the sleep that we were losing out on, it was the stress of worrying about getting enough sleep.
Right.
So now, I think stress releases, what is it, Alfie? Cortisol?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Into your system. So it was like we were getting cortisol shots every day.
Yeah. But then when we moved to afternoons, I changed nothing of what I was doing, and I dropped like I don't know, almost 10 pounds in a couple of months. And that just came from getting a normal night's sleep.
It's just been vexing. Because like I said, nothing's really changed. Why would pick up any weight?
Well, I think it's because based on the diet that you have there from Larry, do you eat close to that? Because most of what I see you eating is, you know, the protein bars or the drinks and things like that.
I have the protein bars if I forget to bring anything to eat.
Okay.
The protein drinks, those are low carb anyway. High protein, low carb. So
right,
those are really good if you're on a low carb diet, good meal replacement.
So then if those are good, then what else there has to be something else. And I don't mean the alcohol. I mean, there's got to be something.
I'm just thinking it's the anxiety. Are they coming back to the Eagle? Were we going to make it? Were we going to survive? How are the ratings going to be? And, you know, all the stories that you heard about Clear Channel just being this big corporation like the Borg.
Yeah.
They just ship people in and ship people out. Then once we get here, we find out that's real, so I stop worrying about it.
But at least then you knew.
Yeah, it's always the unknown that stresses you out.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk in the building like, oh, okay, well, at least I know. Don't have to worry about it as much. You just accept it.
You just assume every day you're getting fired and it takes the anxiety away. It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, I think you can follow that. We'll tweak it a little bit. I think you'll see some results.
And it could be just the fact that I'm not taking enough protein.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited
for you.
Because if I look like crap on my birthday and we got just about a month, I'll whack myself on the video stream.
No.
Yes, I will.
No.
If I won't.
No, you won't. I will. We will not let that happen. That's silly.
I got to get to a point in my life where I just go, well, you know, you're going to weigh this much and that's going to be it. That's just the way, you know, life intended. Uh-uh. I'm going to take control.
Take control. In a positive way. Not
I'll be positive.
No.
Anytime you have control of your life, it's always positive.
Yeah, but what you're talking about is not having control of your life. You're talking about having control of your death.
Still, it's all decisions. And I do it just to get back in my body. Blow my head off. Gain weight now, mother... Thank you.
I don't think that's the right way to go.
No. Nobody's really tried that diet yet, so shut up. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have more audio?
Yeah, I got some other stuff. Let me see.
Were we done with the guy getting kicked in the face story?
Yeah.
Wasn't really...
I haven't heard anything about any sort of a fine or suspension. I think typically fines from the weekend's games, the NFL for the most part kind of takes Monday off with some obvious exceptions today, but fines will come out like Tuesday, Wednesday, I think.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, boss. Hey, I wanted to comment on Antonio Brown. Not arguing what he did was right, but essentially all he did was stiff arm that dude with his leg, right?
Yeah. I mean, can't you get away? You can get away with stiff arming, can't you?
Oh yeah, you can grab the mask and everything, and you can tilt their heads back.
Mm-mm. You used to be able to grab the mask.
His hands were 4 feet above. What else was he going to do?
Now, initially, I'm sure when did you see it when it originally happened?
Yeah, it was great. It was so funny, dude. Great entertainment.
But it looks like, just, you know, the normal side view that you always get with the games, it looked like it was intentional. But when they showed the reverse angle, then you saw his foot, and went, all right, doesn't really look like he's aiming at his head.
Yeah.
Until the last second.
I mean, if a dude tried to grab him, it's going to make him fall on his face. So, I mean, sometimes you got to step on some skulls to get ahead, you know?
Okay. Why does he think you can grab face masks and sling around their heads?
You used to. As an offensive player.
How long
player,
ago?
Just a couple of years ago. As an offensive player, you
I always
can,
thought face masking, whatever it's called, was a penalty.
It is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. As an offensive player, you used to be able to do the stiff arm, grab the face mask, and just push their head back. They finally took that away from a defense. You cannot do it. But offense, you could. They took that away to where you can still stiff arm. You just can't grab the face mask and do everything you want to with it. So you can still put your hand in some guy's chest to push him away. Fred Jackson did it yesterday, a running back for the Bills. Some guy was trying to tackle him. Fred Jackson basically just chest punched him twice and said, get off me, bitch.
So as long as you don't grab, you can just hold your arm straight out.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't like do any thrust word.
No, you can do some thrust. I mean, in essence, you
just can't grab.
Right. So you can do the Three Stooges hand on the forehead thing and just keep running.
What if I'm able to get my hand inside his helmet?
See, that's not good either. And that's why some guys wear visors.
So they don't get...
You can get poked in the eye.
Poked in the eye?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, I forget. Were we going back to... What?
You know that noise gets me.
Uh-oh. Were we going back to audio or are we starting news?
It's the audio.
Okay.
Cut number four. This is different. A 20-year-old guy in Ohio drove himself to a police station and turned himself in for drunk driving. And he told the police he'd been driving around for 2 hours trying to find a cop to surrender to, and he just couldn't. So he eventually just found his way to the station, and just so happened to be late night, a news crew was there.
We're heading to that gray doorway right ahead of us.
What are you in handcuffs for?
DUI driver.
Why are you driving drunk?
I'm a stupid ass.
I turned myself in now, so I mean, you just said turn yourself in.
Because I don't want to kill nobody.
And then he takes him in, tells him to sit down, and it's kind of gets the whole process started, and I'm booking him in.
Why are you turning yourself in?
He said he wanted to do the responsible thing.
Instead of saying, it's all right, it was kind of effed up, you were driving drunk, but then you realize, hey, I should be fine for this, I should go to jail, turn yourself in. I wonder if it's still DWI if they didn't actually see him drive into the parking lot. Because now it's just public intox in a police station.
That is a question that I don't know.
And I would think any attorney would be able to get him off. Well, he said he was driving. Well, he was also drunk. So he can't really take any of that as far as evidence goes.
Yeah. Unless they get he walks up, or I don't know the conditions of it. I don't know if he had to walk in the building and say, I'm drunk and I've been driving. Or if he just pulled in the lot and just flagged down the first officer he saw and was like, hey. What's a man got to do to get arrested around here? And the cop just probably just obliged him.
I was driving around for 3 hours looking for a cop. I had stopped at Centennial twice. Because I was losing my bus.
So, yeah, I mean really, what he could have done, instead of driving around for 2 hours trying to find an officer to turn himself into, he could have just driven home.
Stopped,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Stop and call a cab.
Maybe it had gotten to a point where he felt, I need some type of punishment here, or I'm going to keep doing it.
I guess. But then again, I don't think I've ever been so drunk where I've felt that much guilt. Usually alcohol takes most of the guilt feelings away. Now, it said he tested 4 times the legal limit, which would be 0.32.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't look 0.32 when he was being walked through the police garage.
Thing I think of, you know, when you get that determination when you're drunk, you just chose the wrong thing.
Yeah. It's like when you get into that drunk matrix we've talked about before, you're at home doing stuff, you keep drinking, and all of a sudden you hit that zone. We still have no idea what the BAC is. You know when you're in it. I got to do stuff. I got to do it now. And there's nothing that will stop me.
Mm-mm.
Maybe he just got into that. I got to get arrested.
Yeah, because when you get it, Russ, you just fix things around the house.
And then you sober up and go, all right, really? Who the f*** painted the side of the TV? Why is there now wood paneling on the side of all my TVs, all my plasmas?
I feel like making your TVs throwback.
I don't like this black border stuff. It needs vinyl. Or it needs some type of wood paneling. That's right, wood paneling.
What is my couch have bicycle wheels on?
Oh, it's easier to move towards the TV set now. But it sure is hard to pedal in first gear.
See, I used to think that I've never actually gotten into the whiskey matrix, but maybe I have. I just didn't do useful things. Maybe I got into it and just decided I'll just drink more.
I don't know. Clothes, done the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Bathroom, walk in, hits. this is going to be the cleanest damn bathroom ever, ever. I wake up in the morning, there's Comet everywhere.
So you made it worse.
What's clean? They're just remnants.
I'm trying to see if I can find Clo's voicemail who's drunk.
Oh, God.
Eddie, left me voicemail. I cleaned. I forgot what he said. He starts laughing. He goes, I put up my toothbrush. He's ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
Clo.
Alfie, have you ever hit the whiskey matrix?
No, I wish I knew about it or I had experienced it.
And you don't drink enough. You obviously stop before you get it. Or you either don't drink enough or you drink it too fast and you just skate over the matrix.
I'm doing something wrong because I haven't hit it. And maybe it's different if you have a house, maybe because then you feel more motivated. But, I mean, as an apartment, it's not like I've had enough to drink and thought, you know what I really want to do? I want to clean the toilet.
I got to go back and relabel a lot of these files because you just search, like on my flash, I just hit in Clo.
Right.
I don't know what most of these are. Clo bomb. I must find out.
Yeah.
Alfie not here yet. Usually he's here by like 1:30 or so.
I remember those were little foil bags that you break the seal or break the side of it and it starts filling up with air.
That's right, yeah. I thought that's what it was when I heard you drop, or I thought I heard them drop on the floor as you got up to leave.
Clo, kitty litter. Okay.
But Pop rocks in his cat litter one time.
So when he pissed on it?
Yeah.
That's good.
That was a whiskey matrix thing.
I wish I had a cat. Why don't you do that again? Videotape it.
Okay.
Since people love cat videos.
Oh, God, yes.
That shouldn't take long before that goes viral. Mm-hmm. They still make Pop Rocks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put a lot of them in there.
Okay. All right.
I mean, not enough to where you blow your pussy up. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by GEICO. Let's get things started off in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at the Zang Curve. Got a stalled-out dart bus blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Market Center. In Garland, southbound 635, right at Centerville, Ferguson. All lanes there are open. There was some debris out there in the road. Traffic is still backed up, though, back from Royal Miller. In Arlington, northbound 360, right at Mayfield, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Green Oaks. And finally, in Arlington, southbound 360, right at Abram Street, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. That has traffic backed up back from Carrier Green Oaks. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Blue Link from Hyundai. Tonight, clear, 77 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 98 for the high. 93 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
You must be out of your damn mind.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know if it's current. Looks good. It's a traffic map.
Well, I mean,
they just pull it up when Alfie's doing traffic. Okay, I probably shouldn't hit that button.
Well, I mean, I saw it briefly as I looked over at the monitor of the stream, but I couldn't tell if...
Alfie, do you know if it updates?
I don't think it updates. I think you have to refresh it every time, and I don't see the controls hooked up to the computer here.
There's not a mouse on it.
Okay, so you just basically put up a map of Dallas-Fort Worth.
We stole it from TxDOT.
Nice. Well, hey, at least it looks official.
Pull it back up, Alfie. That has been updated, because there are markings on there that I didn't see earlier.
Nice. So are...
Isn't it funny, though? That looks like a weenie.
Oh, my God.
You guys have noticed that.
Yeah.
The outline of Dallas-Fort Worth, where you go, put it back up. Yeah, go around 635, then you go 635 at the bottom where it turns into, what, 20?
Yep, 20.
And then you get to Fort Worth, and you have the head.
Yep.
And around Dallas is the ball sack.
I do like, as well, I like I-30 going right down the middle, which makes out to be a nice vein.
It does, and it ends up right about where the pee hole is. Alfie, you never noticed that?
No, I have. It's just the fact that we're talking about it.
Okay. No, I think it updates. Figured, why not? Not any big deal. Don't cost. Just pull the traffic map off TxDOT.
And
feed it up when Alfie's doing traffic.
And it makes sense of all the different maps. You got the one that somehow is lined to look like a dong.
They all look like a penis.
Yeah, but that's more pronounced. Like the main.
We'll just get a drawing of a penis. Stick it up there with cars all over it. That one's that one on the map. That's got like a weird circumcision, or maybe foreskins pull over the head.
Hmm. So we got an uncut,
a genteel.
Yeah.
Map.
Good God.
Okay. We haven't started news yet, have we?
No.
All right, 5:08. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2014. Birthdays today. Wiz Khalifa, the rapper, turns 27. His real name is Cameron Thomas. Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 33. He was the middle son on Home Improvement. Pink is 35. David Arquette is 43. Kennedy from MTV, formerly F, she turns 42. Brooke Burke, former Dancer with the Stars co-host, is 43. And Sid Caesar is 92 today. The Baltimore Ravens terminated running back Ray Rice's contract today, just hours after TMZ Sports released a video showing him punching his then-fiancée in the face in an Atlantic City hotel elevator in February.
What I don't get was, how is it the exterior video of the elevator was released
months ago,
and it took so long to get the interior? It's all the same system inside that hotel.
That is a very good question, and I don't know. But you're right. I mean, this is all stuff that came from the hotel. And the team itself had no other comment in its statement announcing Rice's release. They basically just posted it on Twitter. Rice's assault on Janae Palmer, whom he married in March, drew a 2-game suspension from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, a penalty so severely criticized as too lenient that Goodell recently revamped the league's entire personal conduct policies covering domestic violence and assault. The NFL says it never saw the video until Monday. Most people think that's complete horse hockey.
I wonder how long TMZ's been sitting on it. And why is it they would have the exclusive? And it shows inside the elevator. Obviously, it's an up-in-the-corner shot shooting down. And it looks like he gets up in her face once, and it's hard to tell because it's like stuttered video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not smooth. It looks like he gives her like a quick pop up against the wall. Then he backs up. She comes at him. And that's when he brownhouses her, and she drops to the floor, and yeah. She's out.
Yeah. Yes. And she's out, and she's out for a while. Then the elevator opens up on its whatever floor, and you see the backside of the video that we've seen over the past couple of months where he's dragging her out of the elevator. And there's – when you're watching a video, and if you didn't know if that woman lived, the video I saw today, you wouldn't be sure, because he had to drag her out of the elevator, and he let her down – just on the outside of the elevator doors, and you think, I think she's dead.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. You were dragging a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was the initial punch that knocked her out, because you can hit people a lot harder, and they don't pass out. It's when she fell, it looked like her head hit the railing inside the elevator.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
He was trying to hang on to her for a second, because the elevator doors opened, and he hung on to her, and then they closed. I guess he thought, I'm going to buy some time.
I guess. Earlier Monday, league spokesman Brian McCarthy said regarding the video, we requested from law enforcement any and all information about the incident, including the video from inside the elevator. That video was not made available to us, and no one in our office has seen it until today. A Revel spokesperson, that's a casino, which is now closed, told ABC News that the hotel gave a copy of the video posted by TMZ Sports to the police. The hotel says it did not give it to TMZ. So they're basically saying they gave the video to the police, and the police somehow gave it to TMZ.
TMZ may have got it through an open records request.
Maybe.
But why is it nobody else would have thought to have done that?
And that's the thing. You're the NFL. You've got – they pay good money for professional investigators. It's not like, you know, some sort of just random security gig. It's
– and why not ask? And you're right. They may have. Them saying, well, we didn't know about this other video. If there were exterior shots, you know there were probably interior shots of the elevator. And it's all part of the same house system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it was stored someplace else.
The other
thing, why wouldn't you ask? Hey, is there video inside the elevator?
Right. He, being Ray Rice, described to the league supposedly what happened in that elevator. And the video matched up against supposedly what he said happened. Now that we see it, though, it just adds that extra element. In reality, when he told the league, yes, I hit her, you saw the aftermath of it. I'm kind of surprised that we're all so surprised it looked so devastating to see it. Because when he's dragging her out of the elevator, you should know that the thing that did that to her was going to be pretty violent.
Well, I assume that because she was passed out.
Right. But this,
but you don't really know. Was it? Was she out because she was so drunk, or he felt like he had to? She didn't really look belligerent inside the elevator.
No,
and I didn't see her go at him. She went at him. Looked like after he slapped her once.
Right.
It's hard to tell, but there's something happened up against the wall of the elevator. Then he backs up. She comes at him, and that's when he cold cocks her.
Right. And before they got into the elevator, at one point it looks like she sort of like popped him with her hand. I couldn't tell if she like just hit him on the chest or like in the cheek or something before they even got on the elevator. So clearly whatever it was going on for a little while before they even got there.
Oh, yeah. Arguments just aren't instantaneous.
No. But yeah, so I mean, this is a huge deal.
So what's happened to him now?
He's been his contract is terminated by the Ravens. They're going to owe him no money. And I know the NFL can be pretty forgiving as far as hiring guys that they shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
but I don't see anyone touching him for a while.
No, because all this was intentional. Any issue with the Cowboys and bringing
Josh Brent?
Him back. I don't think his intent was to kill his friend.
No. But then
slapping
again,
a chick around, that's intentional.
Yeah, but the other thing about this is not the first time an NFL player has been accused or admitted to domestic violence. It's just the first time you had a really good video of it.
But he had already admitted to it. So what was the difference? Why is it admitting to it? He admitted he smacked her, right?
Yeah.
And obviously it was to the degree or level of knocking her out. Why would the video change anything?
That's what I was trying to say earlier. It's
well, it took you too long and I lost
it. I know. And well, you know what? You're better at it. So
I don't feel exonerated.
Good. That part I'm good at.
I mean, a lot of times in court, if you've, even though somebody, you know they did it, all you have is a smoking gun, then if you can bring in video, there's just something that adds to it, the visual aspect. But he already said he hit her hard enough to knock her out.
Right.
And you only get two-game suspension?
Two-game suspension. But I think
it is fascinating, all the different variables in professional sports. You could do this, two-game suspension. This guy can not do anything to anybody. Now, we're just talking about pro sports in general. Not do anything to anybody, but throw out a few racial comments and have to sell his team.
Right.
This guy hit another human being, two games.
And even by comparison, even if it happened today, an NFL player punched someone in the family, now it's a 6-game suspension. Whereas still, you make some racist comments about your team or some of your players, you're right, you're still forced to sell a team. It still seems like it doesn't quite balance out.
Now, I know it's two different sports, but it's still same kind of mentality of, okay, we kind of have to weigh out how important the player is to, you know, it's if they sucked and they didn't play that much, it wouldn't be much of a story. You'd be off the team. It would be two games. You're out. But that's always going to come into play. How valuable are they?
I think what will end up happening is I don't know if they'll
be able to show the video on TMZ, and I just missed it.
Ah, figures.
Let's see what Ducey's saying.
If you're caught on tape punching your girlfriend in the face, then the NFL will get serious about punishing you. Until then, who knows? I'm Mike Ducey, Fox 4 Sports.
I'm going to guess he just said the same thing we did.
Yeah.
If you admit to it, you get two games. If there's video, then it's worse.
Yeah.
And initially, when I saw the video outside the elevator, I didn't know that he had said he hit her. They just everybody assumed. It's like, I've been with chicks who got so drunk, they passed the F out. You don't really know what happened in the we do now.
Yeah. Yeah, the NFL is actually now, I guess soon after the Ravens terminated their contract, the NFL suspended Ray Rice indefinitely.
I thought they kicked him out. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the same thing. The team terminated his contract, but then the NFL...
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
All right, two different entities. Well, I got it.
Yeah.
Yes, Ron.
Hey guys. One thing I noticed that I saw from the comments on Yahoo about the video, and then I watched it and saw it, when she was walking up by him when he was leaning against that column outside, right before she popped him, he spit on her. And you can see the motion where he shot, like he spit, you know? And I didn't see it until I read it in the comments. So he spit on her. She turned around and popped him, and then he followed her into the elevator. They must have been fighting about something inside the casino, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. We all know that chicks can push our buttons and vice versa. Yeah. But that's all right. You never let it get to the point of verbal abuse is bad. I've been guilty of it. But the reason I said you never hit chicks, first of all, it's wrong. Second of all, if you get that mad, you're not going to stop. And this is going to be a lot worse than you ever fathomed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be in control of yourself. Give me a second.
I understand. But it really is something, because that's why this is unprecedented. Like, there have been plenty of instances of domestic violence, but this is the first time you got to see it.
Is this Ray Rice guy a really, really, really good player?
Yeah.
Could that have factored into why the NFL was a little, I guess, lenient on him the first time?
Not just how good he is, but the fact is he really had a clean record before this. He was honestly seen as one of the quote-unquote good guys in the NFL.
You like to go, well, we don't really know what the argument was about. It'll make any difference.
No.
Once you lose control, it's back on you. And we've all had chicks really come at us and try and push buttons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had a chick one time, I told you this, stomped on my bare foot with her high heel.
God.
The top part of my foot.
Oh, my God.
Because you want to hit me, don't you? I sure do.
Yeah.
And I think she was just trying to get her mom on her side for a change. Because anytime we'd have an argument, she'd tell her mom. And her mom would go, well, I think he's right.
Yeah, that pisses chicks off. Oh.
Yeah, because now they've got nowhere to turn. Especially if your friends, your family. No. I think in this argument, he was right. Well, I'll just get him to hit me. No, that didn't work.
Mm-mm.
Plus, I was in too much pain to hit her.
Yeah, it's really hard to hit someone when you're in a crumpled, crying mess on the floor.
And it's that top arch part of your foot that she hit with a high heel.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Which, by the way, is assault.
It is. But you're going to have to prove which one happened first. And still, at the moment, I was in too much pain to do anything. It was. About a kick in the balls foot. Yeah, this is a bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad.
I'm surprised you didn't have any, any breaks in their foot.
I'll check later. There may be a scar. She stomped it pretty hard. Diddy dancers know how to do it.
Oh, man. So one of those heels? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
But it was a pointy stiletto.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised
and
it didn't
those,
go.
She was as tall as me.
God.
So she's a big bitch.
I'm surprised it didn't go right through your foot.
I don't even know what the argument was about. I didn't care.
You got stomped so hard you forgot things.
But okay. You win. The mimosa was too strong.
Yeah, I'm too stubborn. I think you're similar to that. If the chick looks at you and says, "You want to hit me, don't you?" And Russ, like you said, you say yes, but you don't, because I don't want to give you something you want. I'm so mad at you. How mm-hmm. I'm not going to give in to anything.
Yeah, there's no way that would have, had I popped her. There's no way that was going to end up in my favor. This is a game you're going to lose. In that instance, might have been justified. But it was just verbal? No. If you're defending yourself, possibly.
Yeah.
But damn, that hurt.
I can't even.
I'd hit you if I wasn't crying.
I mean, I've just dropped the occasional thing on my bare foot, and it wasn't anything like that.
Oh, just stubbing my toe. I got to stop and dwell on how big of a pussy I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, you just stubbed your toe. What the F? I don't know. It's just really sensitive down there, you know?
Yep. Every single time I kick that leg of the bed when I'm trying to go around it.
Oh, damn.
Because it's hidden by that comforter that's draped so just... So,
although the bed has been there for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Somehow I decided to cut a corner.
I don't know what it is about your foot and pain, but there is no.
Yeah, fingers in the car door hurts like hell, but nothing like you stubbing your toe.
Oh, man.
Luckily, okay. that's maybe God designed it this way, that we don't open and close car doors with our feet.
I was going to say.
No, that we could slam them in the door.
Because we all know what the Lord does. He gives us only so much that we can handle. He knows that we couldn't handle crushed toes in the car door.
Okay. What else you got? You got about two.
Okay. I have breaking news. Something to cleanse our palate of Ray Rice. This just in. Dogs like to be petted. Yeah. New research shows that dogs prefer petting over verbal praise. What?
Who released this information?
This is from Arizona State University, also known as one of the great party schools. Professor and director of the Canine Society.
Do you really want your name associated with this study?
This is Dr. Clive Wynn, professor and director of the Canine Science Collaboratory.
This is a revelation.
At Arizona
Release
State.
This today, immediately. Alert the masses. Dogs like to be petted.
He says, I spend half my day talking to my dog. She always looks like it's valuable to her. It's quite a shock to discover that what we say to dogs does not seem to be rewarding to them after all.
They don't always understand it. They understand the tone. They understand if they've done something wrong. But there's no miscommunication as far as stroking, petting.
Right.
It's comforting. They seem to dig it. I didn't realize Arizona had to actually research it.
Yeah.
How many dogs did they survey?
72 shelter and pet dogs, individually placed in a room with just one person, a stranger for the shelter dogs, and the pet's dog's owners. Interactions between the person and the dog were recorded over 8 3-minute sessions. The dogs showed more interest in people who were petting them. Even more surprising, the dogs showed no more interest in spoken praise than in having no interaction with the human at all.
God, you know, the shelter, the people at the shelter go, you want to do what?
We need to count how many times that dog's been petted and see how he reacts. Is he happier because he's been petted? What about verbal praise?
And then you have to ask the dog, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy would you consider yourself to be? 10 being the happiest.
Well,
0 being suicidal.
I like to be petted.
So would that be...
But I don't like to be petted when I'm asleep. That's f***ed up. I don't know why all of a sudden people decide, oh, he's asleep. Let's pet him. I'm asleep.
My dog did. He didn't. He. My dog petted himself the other morning. I had my hand hanging
over. Not
getting
enough attention.
I guess. I think he just wanted to go out.
Maybe he was just showing off or showing you. Hey, here's what it looks like in case you ever want to try it.
Not at 6:30 in the morning, I don't. Not on a weekend. I'm lying here. I'm asleep. My hand's hanging over the edge of the bed, and then I feel a wet nose, and then a face, and then a hairy head just rubbing back and forth. And then, of course, I ended up, he is using my hand to give himself butt scratches. He did the face first, realized, hey, this thing's not moving. I can use this. And then he turned himself around, and then he backed up, and then wiggled his butt side to side underneath my hand.
Twerk on your hand.
Yeah. He Miley'd my hand.
Is that all he wanted? Was his a-hole scratched?
He loves having, like, the top, not the under, but, like, this, the top part of his butt. He loves having his butt scratched.
The joint part between the butt and the tail. The top part of it.
His extreme lower back above the tail.
Right before the tail starts.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of them like that.
Yeah.
And they probably would like the other one, but I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to go that far.
What kind of treat? How many tricks I got to do before you'll scratch my asshole?
There aren't enough. That number simply does not exist.
I think I might do it if they promise to stop pissing in the house, because I'm tired of busting my ass.
I think
if you scratch my asshole, stop pissing in the house.
I'm afraid, though, with your dogs and their sort of mob mentality, I think what will happen is the beagle will get you to scratch its hole and then tell the other ones, and now you have to scratch all their holes, and you still have to slip through their piss.
Well, then I'm not scratching your hole.
I see you can't start.
I don't know which way to go with this one. It's like, oh, all of a sudden I scratch the beagles. All right, sound bites. Wait a minute.
Say it.
I scratch the beagle's hole. Then she runs around going, guess what happened to me today?
She's bragging to the other dogs.
I got him to play Michael Bolton, too.
Wow.
It's like mood music.
Yeah. Is that?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I thought Michael Bolton likes his hole scratched.
I bet he does. He looks like he does.
I just didn't get the two. I'm going, oh. He scratched my and then Chloe goes, and he played Michael Bolton.
How do I live?
Long before we need a break.
Now.
I don't like the way you said that.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
537, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. Let's get started off in Dallas over Lake Ray Hubbard, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bass Pro. In Plano, eastbound of the Bush, right at Preston Road, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Midway. Also in Plano, northbound of the Tollway, right at Parker Road, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Moving into Arlington, southbound 360, right at Abram Street, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Carrier Green Oaks. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820, right at I-20, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Berry Street. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the low. Then sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. It's 93 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
That makes sense to me. I've sold houses before. I never really understood why I couldn't be anywhere around, like in the backyard. You have to be gone when they're showing the house.
Yeah. That's awkward if you're there.
You don't have to talk to the people looking at it. But after talking to Jacob, the realtor I'm using now, he said they like to mouth while they're in the house.
I think most
and what
people,
they don't know is I got cameras and mics all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought to go back and check them. I don't like where the staircase is Why don't you eat then? What do you want me to do with the staircase?
Oh, do you have a mic hooked up to your cameras where you could talk back? Oh, that would be cool.
I think I just let them mouth the entire time. Because mm-hmm. once you call them on it, they're going to shut up. What is that? Why he tells me anything? It's like I'm not changing anything. They don't like it? Well, you know, some of the rooms aren't staged, you know, with furniture, so they can't really visualize. Last two houses I bought were empty. I can visualize what I want in a room. I got this much crap. Crap's going to go here. That will go there. That'll go upstairs.
Well, the other thing is, which is really inherently stupid of these people, is I can't really picture. That's not staged. Well, the stuff that's staged isn't your stuff, so you still are going to have to visualize with your mm-hmm. stuff.
Well, this is a bedroom, so there should be bedroom furniture in there. I don't want bedroom furniture. That's where I masturbate. That's my man cave.
I don't know.
You can call your man cave whatever you want. Where I go to relax, that's my man cave. Oh, man cave is supposed to be an area with an AV system and HDTV. Uh-uh. That's where I go to off.
Yeah, it's, I understand going into a house. I've done it when I've looked at houses online.
Well, what do they want me to do with the staircase? I don't like where it is.
I don't think there's anything you can do with some of that. That's just going to be a preference thing.
Why? Well, then why tell me? Because they actually, one of the forms, one of the people looked at the house, they filled that out. I guess the realtors think, well, this will help us out. Would you mind filling this form? What did you not like about the house? What did you like? One of them was they didn't like where the staircase was located.
Oh, but that's not... That doesn't make any sense for the realtor to give back to you because you're not going to move the staircase. It's not going to up the sellability.
I'm not changing anything. I don't care if it's like, I didn't like that picture was on that particular wall. You know, I'm going to go find more pictures like that. I'm going to put them everywhere.
I understand wanting to have a house in good condition so it looks clean at the very least and looks nice so it helps, you know, as far as selling it goes, but... Certain things.
If you can't see it, you don't deserve to buy the house.
Yeah.
Well, is this a bedroom? Yeah. See that square area? That's where bed goes. The little area off to the left of that? That's bathroom. Over to the right, you sleep. Over to the left, you
mm-hmm.
How much more you need? I can walk you through it if you want.
And to me,
what is it? Well, where would our kids sleep? What the do I care where they sleep? Figure out a bedroom, put a bed in there, put them to bed.
Right. There's plenty of options. To me, a bedroom is a room in the house that doesn't have anything in it. Because if it had something in it, then you would know what the room is for. Like if there's a wall a built-in desk, okay, that's probably an office. If you walk into a room and it's got a washer and dryer in it, probably the laundry room. If I walk into a room and there's nothing, I'm going to assume that's a bedroom. I'm not going to assume, hey, I bet that's a garage.
Is this the weight room? Do you see any weights in here, mother... F.
It's like, where do you live now?
Do they have to have pictures and everything for you to even? How do you not? I don't care. It's just why Jacob even told me about the staircase thing.
Yeah, that doesn't do anyone any good.
I liked it when I bought it.
Yeah, and in essence, with the
and it's not just the straight staircase. It's a I don't even know what you call it.
Curved?
Well, yeah, curved. You don't want to say spiral because then you think wrought iron.
Right.
It's one of those things.
A grand staircase.
Yes. Well, where would you like me to move it?
I think, yeah, that just is, I think that's more or less, you don't need to know that. That should be whoever wrote it down telling their realtor, I don't like the layout of the house. I don't like the floor plan. That makes sense. As opposed to, I don't like where the staircase is. You know what? If you tell the owner of this house about the staircase, guess who's going to be falling down from them?
Or if that's the only thing keeping you from buying the house, guess what? Go ahead and sign the paperwork, and I'll cut the staircase down.
Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Now you don't have to worry about the unsightliness.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting upstairs is going to be a pain.
Yeah.
Put a rope ladder up for your ass.
In fact, I'm to the point, I'm thinking, just take it off the market. I'm tired of dealing with buffoons.
But you wanted to sell it.
I didn't want to sell it because I'm sick of the land.
Right. So just keep it on the market.
Well, then idiots are going to keep looking at it. What's going to be next? Well, I don't like where the house is.
Ooh, easy.
Really?
That should be something that your realtor should just filter away from you, because it doesn't matter. It's not going to help the process. That, in essence, what that person did was they just said the house wasn't for them. That's fine. That's all that he had to come back and tell you.
I don't like that the house was built vertically. I want a 3-story house all on one level. Well, that's a ranch house. Nope. I want a 3-story house, but flat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how realtors deal with it. Short of the fact, you know, you're going to make 3% off a big sale.
Right.
Maybe it's enough to get you past the idiots. Well, you know, I don't know about this carpet. We can change the carpet. Yeah, the staircase is kind of in a funky area. Where else would you put it, dildo? Needs to be somewhere near the bottom of the second floor. What do you want instead, a slide? Like Wet and Wild?
Maybe. But yeah, something like that, that's just a taste. That's a preference thing. And I don't know. I kind of see it as, with the price of your home and someone coming to look at it, if they don't like where the staircase is, then I, as your realtor, decide you must now build a house. That way you can have everything in it you want exactly where it is, with the right carpet and the staircase in the proper location.
I think I want to be at the house next time they show it. Dress up like the maid. Stay off in the corner. Wait for them to start mouthing.
And then what? And then what if someone says, ooh, I don't like the tile in the bathroom?
Because you know you'd hold it in. Then it would just hit. There would be that one comment.
I don't know. I don't think I'm. First of all, I'm not making any changes. I bought it. Looks exactly the way it does than when I bought it.
I can't think
of
any. Nothing's
really changed. Either you like the, what would you call that? It's not really contemporary.
Your house?
Traditional.
Yeah, it's traditional. But it's high end. It's a high end traditional. So yeah, I mean, if you walk into it and you don't like it, that's probably just a taste thing. Maybe you prefer modern. You don't like traditional. Whatever.
That should be enough in itself. You see the outside. You already know what the inside looks like. You saw it online. Look at the outside. You don't like it. Don't buy it. Really not that hard. And don't waste my time telling me to move structures. I don't really need a 4-car garage. Then I'll burn one of them down. I don't know what changes they expect me to make. I don't really care.
Were they actually expecting you to make changes?
I don't know. I don't even know why they. My guess is it was just the exit survey, and they said, okay, here, just in case you want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't care.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think no good comes from showing you what a potential buyer thinks of the house.
They're lucky I got somebody to clean the house before it's shown.
Actually, I think that would make you fortunate, because it increases the odds of you selling the house.
Well, I don't care if I sell it or not.
Somebody. You care about that. I know you care.
I don't. Really?
You don't want people.
You
come
should see how much dog crap accumulates in my house. Gina cleans on Friday, Monday through Friday. Friday she leaves probably about 4 or 5. How much dog crap I get from Friday to Monday when she comes back? It's surprising.
You are not a good realtor.
I don't care. It's just funny to watch. I could pick some of it up. Funny to hear Gina complain when she comes in on Monday mornings. How?
You don't pick any of
is that when you? I didn't do that one.
That is so gross.
I like to do it just once to see if she notices.
Oh,
because the Beagles, her droppings are pretty hefty.
Oh my God.
Maybe I just lay one of my logs in with the Beagles.
Oh, that's so wrong. I don't know how you can you just be in the house all weekend with turds around.
I just step around them.
Just pick them. Never mind.
They're all over the place.
It's gross.
Luckily, the dogs do it kind of where I'm not, so I don't have to see it. The beagle's got a little more feisty, and she's like doing it everywhere.
At least she's not throwing it at you.
I hope Gina didn't leave the radio on at the house. Oh. I can see the beagle perk up. Yeah.
Oh, I think, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Just when he wakes up.
Are you awake? And to look around like, what? Must have been the chihuahua.
I can't believe you don't. Never mind. I just.
Pick it up?
Yes. All week.
It's all weekend. Saturday, Sunday, not any big deal. Drunk half the time. The rest of the time, I don't really care. I'll start picking it up if you want it.
No, it's yours. You it's yours. You do with it whatever you want.
Are we late?
Yes.
It's been a bad segment. It's about time.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
603, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Joe's Crab Shack. A lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas over Lake Ray Hubbard, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up now back from Zion Road. Moving into Plano a whole lot there. Let's go northbound 75 right at Parker. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Also in Plano, eastbound on the bush right at Preston Road. Got an accident there blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Frankfort. Still in Plano, northbound on the tollway right at Parker Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from 635. About a 20-minute delay through that. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound Loop 820 right at I-20. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. That one has traffic backed up back from Berry Street. Hit up the Eagles Facebook page for up-to-date info on upcoming contests, concerts, and station events. You can find us online at facebook.com/971TheEagle or really just go to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Clear tonight, 77 for a low, sunny, and 98 for a high tomorrow. Right now, 92 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, I was right, or actually all of us were, that event that wanted to book my Batmobile.
Uh-huh.
They wanted it from like a Friday all the way through Sunday night.
So run of the event.
They wanted it for free. Well, Alfie, how long did you talk to them before actually hit them with cost?
I gave him a good 8 minutes of lead time. I timed it. 8 minutes. Hopefully they bring up price at some point.
And it's a big event, and they make a lot of money.
And I got them to admit that with the Batmobile there, they would draw more people.
Did they say why they expected it for free or why I should want to do it for free?
I think that they do this thing at different places around the country. And
we're getting to the point where people are going to figure this out, but go ahead.
They usually find somebody who's willing to do it at no cost.
Go on, show my Batmobile. There aren't that many Batmobiles in the country.
I do know that there is, besides yours, Russ, there is one locally that we've been sent photos. Now, it looks to be about a 94 Toyota Tercel, but still, it's painted black and it's got a little emblem on it.
Well, I think there's a guy in McKinney that owns a 66 replica.
Okay. I'm just saying, if no one else is available, the Tercel is out there. I've seen it.
Anytime somebody asks for me to bring it out, if they're doing a charity thing, I sort of get that. Yeah. There's still going to be cost involved because, although most of the time Jordans will haul it for me for free, you still got to pay somebody to watch it.
Yeah.
And you got an event like this that is not charity. They're making an ass load of cash, and they would make even more if the car was there, so take pictures with it. We don't really have a budget for it. What's my incentive? That's the thing that I just can't link together. What's my incentive to want to send my car out and have people crawl all over it for 2 or 3 days and you give me dick for it?
Because you're so proud of it. Isn't it a wonderful thing you've got?
Yeah. I'm proud of it when I go out and sit in a garage in it naked.
But Alfie's right. That's the element that they're hoping that you have, that it's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. You want to show it off. Most people with a quote-unquote fancy car, they're happy just to show it off. You, however, are more pragmatic about it.
And it's not like I'm keeping the money for myself. No. Alfie, you told him the money would go to the foundation.
I stressed again and again that all the money, 100% of it, would go directly to the foundation.
At what point did things break down when you're talking to this entity?
When I brought up the price. As soon as I brought it up, I said, all right, well, you know, Russ usually charges an hourly rate, but since you're looking at a 3-day weekend, we can cut you some sort of deal there. And as soon as they said that, they said, well, I guess we're not on the same page, and it broke down from there.
Not on the same page of you didn't hit them with a number.
No.
Well, how do they know if we're on the same page or not? Unless they were thinking free and we're thinking charge.
Exactly. Right. Any non-zero number, they're not down with.
Yeah, we don't like integers. Yeah. Anything with a plus, not as bad.
Mm-mm.
Did you at any point ask, why the f*** would you expect it for free?
No, I did.
You didn't want to be that ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. But you pointed out to him, you're going to charge for pictures with a car.
Exactly. And I brought that up earlier.
And you're not going to pay my foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Did they even bring up somehow giving a percentage?
No, none of that. They said that at one of the events that they'd done, somebody with a Batmobile had charged $10 to take a picture just with the Batmobile. But they didn't say that we could set up anything like that this time. They said that it would be specifically for
other people.
Exactly.
Got it. All right. I knew when all this started, when they contacted me. I went, they're going to want this for free.
Mm-hmm.
I told Alfie, as soon as they give us a phone number, you call them and bait them and see how long it takes. See if they ever bring up, what is this going to cost us? You know, it's going to cost something because hauling cars different places, it's going to cost something. Mm-hmm. And paying somebody to watch it.
I had really, really hoped that you were wrong on this one. I figured you'd be right, but I'd really just hoped that you'd be wrong because these guys have done this sort of thing before. They're professionals. They should not expect something like that for free.
Well, we'll just find another Batmobile in North Texas. All right, go ahead. You got that lead that Dan gave you, the Tercel.
Mm-hmm. It's right there.
It's already probably a two-seater.
Now, I might be a little biased on this, but if I was an entity looking to acquire a Batmobile for my whatever,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted it for free, I would expect to get the Tercel.
Yeah.
That would be what I would expect. That would be
for
the
free,
level of Batmobile.
I get a Tercel.
Right. Now, if you want a dead-on replica from 1966, that's
going to cost.
Yeah, money, man.
Unless they think I got it for free. That's the only thing that makes sense. Either you or Alfie brought it up. Oh, it's the pride is showing it off. You and your pride. I don't. Either give me money for the foundation or don't. And don't act like, oh, well, we never thought we'd have to pay for it. We don't have money. Yeah, you got money, and you're going to charge for photos.
Yeah,
going to charge people to take pictures with my car and other people.
It really, if you think about it, though, it's a brilliant business model because me as a business person, I want to use something that is yours, charge for someone else to do something with it, and not give you anything. It's perfect, and you'll do that, yes.
And the incentive for me is, first of all, nothing. And then the threat to me is, well, we'll just get somebody else with the Batmobile. All right, go ahead. I'll tell you what. I got one that I'll let you have for $300 for the weekend. You can sit in it all you want. you want to go for a ride, it's going to cost you a quarter. It's a Batmobile kiddie ride that I've got set near my cabana.
The kind that used to sit outside of stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just so good. Oh, that would have been awesome. Drop it off. Here you go.
Yeah, you said Batmobile.
You know what? Actually, I wish I hadn't said it on the air.
Oh, well.
You said you wanted it. There it is.
That's 66. Well, that thing doesn't even run. Does for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
For a quarter? Ride your ass off for about 2.5 minutes.
And actually, you might actually get more people paying for the photo. Just for the novelty of it.
Yeah. I just can't. Screw it. Go ahead.
Okay. Two Delaware teens were arrested in the beating of a mentally disabled man after they showed up to police headquarters to complain about being harassed when their contact information was posted online. Police arrested 13 and 14-year-old boys on Saturday. They were charged with offensive touching, assault of a vulnerable adult, and conspiracy. They were released on bonds of 20...
And they went to the police station complaining that somebody had got hold of their personal information.
Yes.
Did they post a video of beating this guy online?
Somewhere. They had the video and put it somewhere and someone else posted it.
They must have posted it.
Right. Otherwise...
Where else would the video come from?
Exactly. The teens were arrested after they and their parents went to police headquarters in Newcastle, Delaware, to complain about threatening phone calls they received as a result of their personal information being shared on social media with a video of the assault. That's according to Officer Tracy Duffy of Newcastle Police. She said their complaints triggered an investigation that led to police finding and viewing the video of the assault, which shows a 26-year-old mentally disabled man being body slammed to the ground, stomped on, and repeatedly punched in the head.
We thought we had some type of anonymity while we were beating him.
Oh, you did you?
You violated our constitutional rights.
You told us about it.
Well, that doesn't mean that you should give out our address. We haven't been arrested yet. Our address is of nobody's concern.
You took a video of a public beating. Even if it was private, you made it public. You are public. I don't care if you're underage.
Now,
you're committing a crime.
I don't know if the story says this or not. When they went in to complain about their personal information being disseminated on the internet, did they say why anybody was interested in their information?
They had to eventually. I don't know if that was the first thing they said. But I'm sure.
Well, we thought we should post this of us beating this guy. Nobody would know.
Mm.
That's why we didn't use our real names. Alfie, who are you talking to on line one?
There's a police officer who's wanting to find out more information about trying to get the Batmobile to event his department's running.
Oh. What city?
Maybank.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
I'll let him know.
Why not?
That's too far.
You're not driving it.
It's going to cost too much just to ship it.
Oh. You'll see if they'll move their event.
Move it to Frisco?
Yeah. Hey, we're having this special Maybank police event in Frisco.
Frisco PD will help them out.
I'm sure they would. Be happy to. But yeah, it's obviously bad enough what these two kids did. They're 13 and 14. They're old enough. They should know better. But the fact,
I don't know what age really you know better anymore.
But
because you have people.
You should.
Look at this wad of cash I stole. I'm going to post a picture of me and it on my Facebook and Twitter page.
Yeah.
And say I stole it. People in their 20s. People in their 30s. People getting busted. They're running scams on insurance companies. I'm disabled. Mm-hmm. I can't work anymore. I hurt my back on the job. The company's paying me this and I'm getting this for a disability. And then they post pictures of themselves.
Water skiing.
Yeah. And these are people all should be old enough to know. No freaking clue.
Mm-mm.
No idea that people outside your house can see the internet.
What I would like to know.
Go ahead.
I would say when I was sick and I would call in sick and I really wasn't sick, I would be scared to death to walk outside.
Talking about when you were a kid?
Years ago.
Long before the internet.
Yeah.
I would go outside. Somebody would spot me and they're going to call, you know, the principal, call Mr. Stokes, and all of a sudden I'm going to be in trouble. Now they can't wait to get online and post, hey, I called in sick today. Look what the I did.
Everybody I work for is a dumb mother.
YOLO.
I had to go out and live. I can't work every day. Mm-hmm. Plus, damn, how are they going to find out?
What I wish this story had, though, I wish it would clarify, because since these kids' parents were with them, to me, it's the story.
They weren't with them at the beating. They went with them to the police department.
Yeah. When the parents are with them at the police station, I want to know, did the parents take them there to also complain about the information being put online, or were they there to complain and turn the kids in?
Who knows what they knew? All we know is we're getting these threatening phone calls. Hey, you beat this guy.
That's why I'm saying these are questions that should have been asked of the parents.
Well, somebody got enough answers because they linked the two together. You're getting threatening phone calls, and there's this video of somebody getting beaten online. It looks like you.
Yeah.
Looks like you're doing it. I go back to what I said, I don't know how long ago. People have been worried about Big Brother and the government watching us. We're fessing up to more than the government would ever know. They would never know if you beat somebody or you robbed that bank. Oh, I got to post it online. Yeah. Look what I got away with. You should always end that with dot, dot, dot. Because it's always going to end with until now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. The NSA doesn't need to hack into your phone. You're too busy posting about it all over the place. Hell, even terrorist groups have Twitter.
And Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda is opening up franchises.
Who the hell wants to follow Al-Qaeda on Twitter?
Journalists, for one.
Okay.
But I know
I don't want them knowing about my Twitter account. That's an email I don't want to get.
Al-Qaeda's now following you.
Yeah. It's bad enough when I have police departments. Dallas Police Department's now following you.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. On Twitter.
I did think it was pretty proactive when I checked Ray Rice's Twitter profile today.
Who was that?
The guy who just got suspended and terminated contract in the NFL.
Beat his girlfriend.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting the Dallas Police Department was already following him when I clicked on his name. I was like, that's a proactive department.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Never know who Jerry's looking at.
But yeah, it's Al-Qaeda. They have different members of them. They're on social media. ISIS is on social media.
I guess there's a reason for it. I don't get it.
Well, some of them use it for recruiting, but and just in general bragging.
I've seen some of the recruiting videos for ISIS. That's hazing. You sent college aside.
Mm-hmm.
These are like public town square beatings to get into that group. I don't know what the magic is.
Well, you had the similar jump in style for street gangs here in the States. You want to become the gang? Sure. Everyone punch him like 20 times. Hey, well, you're one of us now. Okay, sure.
But I ain't got no eyes. In our group? Yeah. We're going to have to stomp your ass. Man, it was a lot easier getting into Costco.
I think I like that club better.
That's why I don't get fraternities. All right, go ahead.
I understand. What is the most Seinfeld-esque reason you've ever dumped someone? That was a discussion that was had on Reddit recently. A few of the best responses were, he didn't take off his underwear during sex. Ever.
What was he doing? F***ing through the pee hole?
I guess. And this doesn't say what type of underwear he was wearing, so I don't know if it was, you know, like he was boxers and he had this the flap, or if it was...
Well, I think all, except for, like, panties. All men's underwear has the little flap thingy. I can't think of what. Anybody ever use one? The flap. Where you stick your weenie through the flap.
On boxers, yes.
You've stuck your weenie through the flap?
On boxers, yes.
Yes.
Because it's just the same thing as like unzipping a fly on a pair of pants.
I always thought it was just easier to stick your thumb in there and pull it down because really that's what your scrote's for. Just keep your underwear down while you're tinkling.
And back when I was a child and wore tighty
whities. Why were you wearing boxers? You wear boxers now?
Sometimes. Just depends on what I'm wearing.
What you're wearing where?
What I'm wearing over the underwear.
Like what? Tights? Spandex? A kilt.
Well, I'm pretty sure Superman never wore boxers underneath that suit.
Oh, what the hell he was wearing?
It's got a bunch.
Why would
he
you wear boxers? I don't own boxers.
Well, it's a preference thing. You like your stuff
I like
up
my stuff up close.
Right.
That's where it's supposed to stay.
That for you, that works. There are other. There's a reason why companies still make boxers, boxer briefs, regular underwear.
I bet sales on boxers are down. Nobody likes to freewheel it. Do you like to swing in the breeze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always at ease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even like walking through my house naked. And really, wearing boxers is the same thing as, to me, walking around naked. Because my stuff's just hanging. I can't even sleep that way.
Really? Man. The only bad part about boxers is when we did mornings, because they're kind of like shorts.
You're forgetting where I'm to work?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I just checked my mail. I'm just wearing boxers.
I don't know how many times I walked into 7-Eleven, my morning ritual. Oh, no. I'm already in here. Might as well get my stuff and just go ahead and go on back home.
Yeah.
I've been so tired. The morning I get up, and it's like I'm walking to the car. I don't care. Where, it doesn't matter where I'm going. I look down at my legs. Am I wearing pants? Oh, yeah.
See, and we all judged Randy Travis for going to get a pack of smokes.
Randy
naked.
Travis was stark naked.
Maybe that was he was really comfortable.
There's a certain level of being comfortable that it's okay. But if you just hop up and go, man, I gotta go get me some Marlboros. I got my wallet. Where did you put it? Wouldn't that have been a red flag? I kept putting it in my pocket, kept hitting the ground. Maybe it was a key that you didn't have any pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even in my 20s drunk, I never did the whole going naked thing.
No, Yeah, that's a level of drunk I've never achieved.
Even if I'm drunk at night at the house and I got to run out to my car in the porte-cochere, I'm still concerned somebody's going to see me even though I've got, you know, shrubs, whatever, that block most of the view.
Right, and
but
a gate.
But you never know. I don't always wear the cape. Is that what you said?
No, I said gate.
Oh, forget about that. Sometimes I wear the cape.
Did you run out to get something out of the car?
We'll say they can't see my peeping.
Who is that masked man?
I don't know, but he's not packing.
He's not wearing any pants.
It's not that I'm not well hung. I've figured out a way to suck my penis back up into my body to protect myself.
When fighting crime. That's smart.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:32, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Let's get started off in Dallas over Lake Ray Hubbard, eastbound I-30, just before Horizon Village. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Zion Road. In Arlington, southbound 360, right at Abram Street, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Carrier Green Oaks. And finally, in Plano, northbound 75, right at Parker, that earlier stalled out vehicle there has been cleared. Traffic is still backed up back from the bush. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Tonight, clear 77 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. It's 92 right now at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
So if you go on a low-carb diet, what does your body use for energy?
Fat.
Yeah.
It can make the immediate switch?
That's what happens when you go into ketosis. Your body is metabolizing fat at that point.
But we don't want you in ketosis.
Why not?
Well, if you want to go that route, then you just do the Atkins thing and don't eat any carbs and just...
Well, with Atkins, can you not even eat broccoli?
Not for the first, I think, the first couple weeks of it. When you if you strictly follow it, I want to say for the first few weeks or a month or something, it's nothing but meat and dairy. There's no carb whatsoever. Then over time, it's supposedly reintroduced slowly.
What were you doing, Alfie?
I was doing that, just straight friggin' meat and butter and oil and everything. And Dan's right. You do need fat to lose weight, but that's just too damn much.
That's why I was thinking we just modify, you know, not a super low carb, just lower than what you're currently doing.
well, what is considered super low. One of the diets I looked at online was about 50 grams a day.
That's pretty low.
Is that too low?
No.
Okay. I'm all right with that. If I can at least have broccoli, I can eat anything else. I don't care. Especially with the broccoli, if I like cheese on it, I can use real cheese instead of fat-free cheese.
Yeah, just use a little bit of it.
Well, I'm not going to use an aged block of Gouda on top of it.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of it would be fine.
As long as I've got something to change up the taste.
Yeah.
Do you like Mrs. Dash at all?
I like the name. Why?
That's what I found was really good. Mrs. Dash, they have different varieties or like a little bit of Tabasco on it.
What's that got to do with?
He's saying Mrs. Dash has different flavors. It's not just the original.
I understand. What do I care? Why am I trying to go low sodium if you're...
You don't. That's just, he's talking about mainly just because it changes up the taste of something you're eating.
Well, why can't I just use salt?
You can do that if you want.
Or Tabasco.
You can do that's that perfect. If you want to. He's just saying that there's if you just use salt and pepper, then that's the taste you get.
I just know by October 4th, I'm either going to be leaner or I'm going to be dead.
You will be leaner. You will not be dead.
You don't know that.
If you follow it, then you should be good.
Follow what?
The meal plan we're going to work up for you.
It's just low carbs, a lot of meat. That it?
Yeah, but actually, I would like you to take in some carbs at breakfast, so you have a little more energy early on, and you can work on it.
Well, I can't start dropping weight quickly if I'm taking in carbs.
Yes, you can.
Alfie?
You can. It's not going to be as quick, but...
I need it fast.
Fast is dangerous, man.
I don't care. I'm unhappy. I want lean now.
In that case, just eat all meat. And don't worry about anything else.
It's just a taste you can't, even if you bump around the different types of meat that you eat, you can't get rid of that beef taste.
No.
Get up in the morning every day and go, damn, how many cows did I eat out?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying do it a little more sensibly and you'll stick to it.
That's the way any diet is.
Right, as opposed to.
I've never tried a crash diet before, I thought. Okay, birthday's coming up. Give it a shot.
You don't need to crash diet.
I do.
No, you don't.
I will.
Are there some fat burners that we could
give
him on a daily basis?
Shut up, Chloe.
Yeah, what about fat burners?
No.
Some type of amino acids?
No.
Muriatic acid?
Yes, that will help you lose weight.
Actually, an amino acid that he could take? L-carnitine.
Yeah, we'll get you some BCAAs. You'll be happy.
Yeah. CLA.
I don't know what it's BFF.
We'll get you one of those too.
What are you guys talking about?
BCAAs, branched chain amino acids. It's a number of different amino acids that are good for overall health, but also help fat burning, energy, all sorts of different things.
That would be good on a low carb diet.
Be good, period.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need the in what?
Branched chain amino acids, BCAAs.
Where does the honk go? That'll help with energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is something you really kind of run into if you're not taking in carbs or a lot.
Yes. But again, I think if you're taking in, let's say, 50 to 100 grams of carbohydrate a day, that's enough where you'll see good results in 30 days and... It's not so low that you have to worry about supplementing stuff where you're worried about your energy levels.
Okay.
It's just a low amount, but your body can still function.
And with Dan's diet, you're going to have the energy to go work out, which in turn is going to speed up the process.
How do you know what Dan's diet is?
If it's Larry North's diet,
it is.
Then
it's Larry North's that I just want to tweak for you.
You want to take the oats out?
Actually, I'm okay to keep that for breakfast, especially if you're doing that before you work out. Yeah. Or after you work out. I'm fine with that.
Well, if your body's going to use fat for energy, why do you need the carbs in the morning?
Because it gives you energy for your workout, and it replenishes your muscles if you're eating that after you've worked out.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
And it's just energy.
Okay.
Anyway, there are some other Seinfeld-esque reasons that we did not get to as far as when you dump somebody. The discussion on Reddit, we said the first one, and that was he didn't take his underwear off during sex, ever. Another one, she wore the same deodorant my mom does.
I've gone out with chicks before that wore the same perfume that an ex did. It immediately made me want to vomit.
I've been there.
I can't take them out again. And you can't tell them. You could, but you don't want to.
I guess the one thing every woman wants to be told if she's being dumped is, you remind me of my mom.
You smell like one of my exes or my mama. Well, I can change perfumes. Ah, it's too late.
You're already tainted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You done been Pavlov'd. Sorry. No, I got to spit on you.
Number four, he was the loudest eater I'd ever met. He constantly chewed with his mouth open and smacked his lips. If he really liked it, there were also mmms and noms.
I can't stand that.
It was like dating Cookie Monster.
Or the taking a drink of something and going, I don't, what is that? Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to make the noise of, what are you doing, a Nestea commercial?
Yeah, I'd say it looks like a commercial.
I was going to say that's the only reason why. All day mowing the lawn, take a nice refreshing drink, that's cool. Not all the time.
Where does the noise come from? There's nothing really, as far as your brain goes, it says, you must do this after you've been quenched. Marketing tells you got to make that noise after you've been quenched. off.
It's like the 7-Up guy. Fresh, clean, no caffeine.
Number three, she said, or she would wait until she had the bartender's attention and then start to decide what she wanted to drink.
Yeah, that, I don't know if that's a reason to break up with somebody, but we're talking about kind of non-reason reasons.
Right.
Because they said Seinfeld-esque.
Yeah, things that could be adjusted.
Yeah, why didn't you make up your mind for you? Why'd you have to get into the bar? Don't you know what you want before you get there? I can't really decide. And then it's not like there's a big menu up like at McDonald's of all the different drinks.
Some women do that, though.
They'll look up at the wall like there's a menu up there.
And not at the wall, but they'll get the drink menu. And God help them, if it's on the wall, it'll be the same thing.
Yeah, and girls never know what kind of shot they want. Ever. Ever. What kind of shot do you want? Yeah. Oh, first of all, do you want a shot? Oh, yeah. What do you want? That's impossible.
What's good? Anything that'll get you drunk is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I get a mojito shot? That's not a shot.
I'm not muddling a bunch of stuff for one. For one stupid shot.
Oh.
If I'm muddling anything, you're taking a whole pitcher of it.
Do you have favorite vodka?
Yes.
What flavors?
Oh.
What goes with it?
Yeah, that was actually probably one of the...
What can I use as a chaser? How about some sperm?
Yes. I had a feeling. But I've seen that before, especially with the flavored vodkas. You'll see someone... it's always a girl. What flavored vodkas do you have? Mm-hmm. Do you have the salted caramel? Do you have whipped cream? Do you have the chocolate? Do you have the candy? Mountain Dew, cotton candy? Do you have the whipped?
You think you're at the state fair? And I don't think I've ever heard a guy go, what flavor vodka do you have? That's not something you want to say out loud. Mm-mm. Maybe write it on a note, pass it across the bar to the bartender.
Say, man.
Don't make eye contact. Read that and let me know.
Mm-hmm. Make sure there's a couple dollars underneath it.
I don't.
But we're all spoiled by all this because we all, whenever we go anywhere, we pretty much know what we're going to drink. It's almost
automatic.
Whiskey
and Diet Coke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With you guys, I don't know what you normally get.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's usually the same.
That's it.
And if you frequent the place, they already know. It's poured before about the time you sit down.
That's my favorite.
God, I love that.
That makes me hell happy.
Man. God, that's one of life's, that's like Van de Kamp's pork and beans. Like, God, it's little pleasures.
Yeah.
Everybody get goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It's like walking up to an elevator and it opens and it's ready to go to your floor without you having to hit any damn button. It's like it was just waiting on you. Yeah, I got goosebumps. You walk into a bar, they know you. Your drink is there. By the time you pull your butt up to that seat, oh, this is it's better than the pot pie cooking and hee haw coming on and
man.
Everything set up, ready to go.
And it's the validation of your commitment. Because you've been going to this place enough and been consistent that they remember you. And when you, that first time is when you realize, I have made it.
And the bartender looks at you and goes, you my norm. We have one last break.
Yes.
Let's go.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:55, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Heritage for the Blind. Only one incident out there right now worth talking about, and it's in Dallas. Side street accident for you. Eastbound Northwest Highway right at the tollway. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic backed up back from Inwood Road. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. But, as always, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Oh, God. Eagle weather. It's brought to you by the iHeartRadio app. Clear tonight, 77 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, 98 for the high. Right now, 92. 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, what do we got left?
We still have a few more of those weird reasons you dumped somebody. He's just got like two left. He didn't take off his underwear during sex, ever. She wore the same deodorant my mom does, or perfume. Number four, he was the loudest eater I'd ever met.
Constantly loudest what?
Eater.
Oh.
He chewed with his mouth open and smacked.
I had a chick say that once. You smack. We're breaking up. Why? Because Dweezil never smacked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but you said that was her just
when you get to that point.
Yeah.
They're just grasping for anything to point at, like you need a reason. You can just go, I don't love you anymore. Chicks are really good at that. Well, you can't, you didn't just, we, what happened last? I don't love you anymore. Can you open the door back up? Now it's not a good time. I have company.
Already?
We just broke up.
I just walked out the door.
Stop telling people.
Also,
I have been gone 3 minutes. Keep your voice down. I'm getting really good.
Shh, you'll wake him.
He's already asleep.
Oh, jeez. I've been through that one.
Have you really?
What? Couldn't we just talk about this? Keep your voice down. You're going to wake him up. Oh. You better let me.
God, that's horrible.
But you automatically know whenever she's whispering. From that first whisper.
And she opens the door that much. Maybe 2-3 inches. Mm-hmm. Just enough for her nose and her mouth. What?
Mm.
Well, you know, after 3 years, we can't talk? No. Quiet. Why? You're going to wake him up. You got company? Yes.
Mm.
I think I was going to do after you were gone for 4 minutes. I have needs. I'm a woman.
In the 4 minutes you've been gone, he's come in here.
And come in here.
I love when you see an open door.
Double knuckles. That's her hand.
A couple other ones.
And that's a point in your life you can't talk anybody out of.
No.
You can't. You can say, dude, I know. You don't use any phrases like door closed, another one open.
Mm-mm.
In that situation, you know that one door closes, another one's going to open, and they're going to go, I have company. You just have to suffer through it. That's one of that, breakups, and putting an animal down.
Ugh.
Those are the two that there are no words. Having a parent die, they probably did something.
No,
they probably made a poor choice. They smoked, they drank, they ate a lot of fatty foods. They died.
Yeah, but for most people, that's you can throw that in to that conversation.
Parents?
Yeah, it's like you don't have to say anything. If you've been through it, you just say it's like, I'm really sorry. I know I've been there.
I think you can find solace with some people. Yeah, I had to put my mom down. Repayment for all those beatings. I felt kind of good about it. In fact, I even unplugged her from the wall and beat her with a power cord.
Come on.
Daniel, you uncover your mouth.
No.
Try and distance yourself from me.
I think the only thing better.
I laugh at this. There is nothing better than the irony, especially if you got whipped with power cords as a kid, when you unplug your parents from the wall and you beat them with that last power cord. That's life. Full cycle. Full circle.
That's what I was going to say. The only way for you, Russ, it would be any better than that is if somehow that cord was made out of a race car track.
I knew it. You're lucky you're not plugged into the wall by a Hot Wheels track.
Yep.
Christmas 66.
That actually, that would be an interesting twist for hospitals to make some extra cash. It's like, so would you like the parent removal life support? We have this book of options.
You want us to do it? Here are different pictures.
Yes.
You're right.
We have multiple options here. We have the Hot Wheels racetrack version, which is very popular with Mr. Russ Martin. We also have the standard electrical cord. Works for most people.
I guarantee this is going to be in a sitcom pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody's
here. We have
danced around or stayed away from this in a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Here we have an electrical cord made entirely out of a belt.
Or if you want, you can take this shoe and throw it towards the power cord and knock it out of the wall. It just depends on your childhood memories. Were you beaten with power cords, belts, Hot Wheel tracks, or hit with shoes? We have all the different options.
Mm-hmm. Even have various kitchen utensils.
Okay, move ahead.
That's the last couple. Of the weirdest reasons you've dumped someone, Seinfeld-like. It was 4 days before my birthday, and she said she was going to get me a gift. I knew I could not break up with her for at least 30 days after accepting the gift, and I wasn't willing to make a 34-day commitment to the relationship.
That was a guy saying that?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't work in reverse. Because I've given chicks gifts, and then 3 days later, it's over. I just gave you that diamond bracelet. Yeah, I don't really care. Well, I think there's at least a 30-day grace period that goes along with that.
Mm.
No. Sorry. Well, do I get it back? No. My new boyfriend likes it.
And it's just the way they say it. It's just so cold. I appreciate the bracelet. But.
I understand. Well, I gave it to you because I love you. I'm sure you do.
Damn.
But baby, I'm not your baby anymore. But Tiffy, you don't call me Tiffy anymore. Call me Tiffany. Only Dweezil gets to call me Tiffy.
Oh my God.
That was one that she pulled on me after we broke up.
Seriously?
Yeah. She was the one that had dated Dweezil and
right.
threw him in my face every opportunity. Then you tell it's near the end. I went, Tiffy. You never call me Tiffy. Only Dweezil can call me Twiffy. Twiffy.
Are you looking for an application?
Yeah. All right. If Dweezil owns Tiffy, can I actually buy the rights to That's a franchise I want to own. I can't stay with you, you smack. All right. There's certainly nothing I can do. Then she goes back to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Moves back about 9 years later, wants to hook up.
Ooh, yeah. And?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You're good. So do you think we could? Nope. Well, why can't we stay together? I'm dating Dweezil Zappa. And then again, it all becomes a circle of life. What?
Well, baby, what did you expect? You spent years telling me how great he was. You'd think eventually I want to test the waters.
Yeah, why wouldn't I want to go f*** him?
The look in her face.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. And also, for all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.